The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
It began in 2002 when Chesity was formed with the split of Northall. And since that time, the two football teams have played every year. And it's not only about a rivalry. It's about bragging rights. It's also about the region standings. Tonight, the first game of the region schedule as Chesity takes on Northall in what we call the Battle of Highway 60. And it begins in 25 minutes with Friday Night Football in North Georgia as we begin the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. And our broadcast starts now.
97.5 Glory FM. WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's a matchup between the undefeated Northall Trojans and the 2-1 Chesity War Eagles as we bring you the Battle of Highway 60. Hi, everyone, along with Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, and Harper Bell. I'm Mike Warford with you here from Lynn Cottrell Stadium at the Brickyard at Northall for the resumption of this old rivalry, which we can say old. Time flies when you're having fun, Joe. It's 24th meeting between these two teams.
Well, it doesn't, you know, I say it doesn't seem like that much because the school, Chesity's only been there in 24 years now. I grew up, as everybody knows, when this game is played, I grew up in the Sardis community over there and not through the woods from the school. So, you know, it's a big time. All these kids, as we were talking about earlier, Harper and I were talking about, everybody knows everybody in this group because they're probably related in some way. And Harper, you got moms and dads and kids that go to church together and all that good stuff, and probably grandparents that got kids on each team.
Hey, when the game is over, do you not go shopping and go down the aisle when you see the neighbor that ends up with the win? You go over down in different aisle, right?
I'm not going there.
I'm going to go get a TV dinner before
Harper.
I don't have to meet you and talk to you right now. 24 years ago, Joe, you had a lot more hair on your head back in those days.
I had a lot more hair.
Do you think you have a big fro like what Mike had back in the day, hair down to the middle of his back?
Show him the picture we got from our buddy over there. Yeah. The guys, a long time ago when we first began broadcasting. The big thing, Harper, though, is both these teams had late nights last week. You and I and Gary went home at midnight. They played till 1:53 when Northall won that miraculous ending against East Hall, 51-49. And Chesity, they won their game against East Forsyth. They played at 1:30 back on Friday night at Chesity.
Nobody got a whole lot of sleep and was able to listen to the sports show on Saturday morning. Right, Mike? Including yourself.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, that was
show must go on, right, Gary?
That was an interesting night, and the lightning kept playing around those stadiums like kids on a playground, and it got to be a marathon, I'll put it that way.
Gary, you and Harper and Dave kept saying, Joe picked a great night to be off, and honestly, I did, and I didn't do it on purpose, folks. I had my daughter had a doctor's appointment, and I was with her in Atlanta. I didn't get back in town till 6, so in my hand over in Canton. And so, yeah, I saw the weather coming in. I said, bless your heart, I'm glad I'm not there.
You know what? I know what bless your heart means. I wasn't born in the woods like you do, but I know exactly what bless your heart means, it's not very good. I'll tell you that.
Gary, you're going to love this. I talked to one of the coaches for getting ready for game plan, and he said they actually gave awards to the players who got the most sleep this week to get back into shape for tonight because of what they went through last week.
Well, so you got like a helmet decal? Is that what you get, Mike? You get an extra award or something?
I didn't hear what the award was. They were actually keeping up with it. They sure did.
Well, that was one of the things, you know, they were concerned about because this is a region game, and there have been talk of either just bagging it entirely. Last Friday night was not a region game, or doing what Johnson and West Hall did and play on Monday night. But then that makes you have a very short week. So, I don't know. It just seems to be quite silly to me to having kids trying to drive home at 1:30, 2 o'clock.
And it is. And I talked to coaches, and especially today, I talked to one coach. I asked them about the decision to play late last Friday night. I said, listen, we got guys who are having to drive, and they're breaking the law because they're past curfew. And the roads were wet. So just think of something that happened there. There'd been some horrible accident. What would you have done? And it was like the Georgia High School Association has got to come up with some kind of resolution for this. Yes, they say you have to play every minute of the game for the power rankings. And we can go into debates about the power rankings. But what's more important? is these kids, and I've been told, and Joe knows this, I'll use the word, Joe, is that we've been told it's all about the experience. Well, think about it, there was none of the people there to enjoy the experience, and that bizarre ending, which is like one of those on NFL film plays. Harper, I've talked to people, and they said when Alex Schliemann connected with Ty Kemp there at the last play of the game with East Hall looking to pull off the win for the first time since 2001, is that it hit off two different East Hall defenders before it fell into the lap in the hands of Ty Kemp for the victory.
Well, it was an important win, I suppose, but
you see a Hall of Famer
yet? I'm telling you, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I don't think so.
Thank you, Rick. We just talked to the Hall of Famer coming up next week, Greg Williams, the former star from Olinear Elementary School with him and his twin brother, and then went here, became one of Jody and the Four Thieves. Remember Joe?
Yeah.
And then became, after graduating from North Georgia College back in the day with me, he became assistant coach at East Hall, Joe, then came over here and took over for our friend Coach Buchanan, and then became a legend here at North Hall, and then went on to administration, was the principal at West Hall High School, and now he's going to be inducted next week into the Hall of Fame, and we'll be here next Friday night for homecoming 2025 as White County takes on North Hall, and a great class, the second class of Hall of Famers to be inducted next week. We'll tell you all about that coming up next week. I know even Gary has a real sentimental portion of this because his former head coach, and one of the guys who started the success here at North Hall back in the late 80s, Jim Lofton, will be inducted also coming up next week, Gary.
Yeah, the late Jim Lofton, one of the men, along with my father and Coach Jack Keen, my wrestling coach, who had the most influence on me, I suppose, as a young man coming up. Coach Lofton actually got me started in sports journalism.
Yes, he did. I remember that story.
Began in the paper, writing for the local weekly. He said, Gary, we need somebody to write up the story of the games for the weekly paper, the Jackson Herald. You think you can do that for us? And I thought I could write, and I like to, and I was already playing football, so I said.
And by the way, Coach Lofton was an Eagles teacher, right?
Yes, he was, and very well, and an erudite man. And I said, yes, sir, I think I can do that for you. So that was when I was 15 years old, and I've been involved in some kind of sports journalism ever since.
All right, so coming up next here on 97.5 Glory FM, we continue counting out the kickoff. It is Chesity and North Hall, the Battle of Highway 60. We're back after this two-minute timeout on the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable, quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Smithy right back to the station. I think we're getting ready for the playing of the national anthem here from Lincoln Trail Stadium at the Brickyard at North Hall. And unless we can get the sound, Gary, get your microphone heading toward the band, please. And then we'll see. They're going to combine the bands tonight with
middle school.
How about that? Here we go, Gary. Try it.
One, two.
There's the playing of our national anthem this evening here from Lincoln Trail Stadium at the Brickyard at North Hall as we're counting down the kickoff in a nice ball game here on the Long Street Cafe pregame show. Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Harper LaBelle, Mike Warford with you. Gary, one thing we can talk about, when you talk about rivalries, there's two different kinds of rivalries in my mind. They can say the rivalry in the community and also on the field. North Hall has dominated this series 21-2 going into a nice ball game, but to me, at any time, Chesapeake could be a threat to the Trojans.
This is one of those games that's, it could be a trap for the Trojans because in order for Chesapeake to win this game, they're going to have the people that do it for them have a really good game. And then they're going to have to take care of the opportunities that present themselves as far as turnovers and mistakes by the Trojans. The Trojans are hard to beat this year, and they're really hard to beat here. And as they showed against East Hall, they are not out of it until the closing seconds. But it is a rivalry. You guys mentioned these people probably knew each other for a long time. They probably played against each other in the peewee leagues of football and baseball and basketball coming up. So this is a strong rivalry as far as the community is concerned, but it has been one-sided, as you said, Mike. In fact, Chesapeake has lost seven straight. And North Hall is coming off of a win. Chesapeake coming off a win as well. Last year, North Hall won this one 28-14 at Chesapeake, but they got them here in the Brickyard tonight. As far as the late night, it's a matter of a few minutes about them playing within each other's time frame. I think the official time that it ended for Chesapeake was 1:14, and it was 2:53 or something like a 1:53 when North Hall beat East Hall in the literally closing seconds on a Hail Mary. And that was a true Hail Mary, as you mentioned. The ball was bouncing around before Kemp came down with it, but he did catch the game winner, and it was a walk-off. They were done. They didn't even have to kick the extra point because they had enough.
And Gary, look at this. For these two teams, North Hall starting out with 41 points against Wesleyan, and then scored 43 against Cherokee Bluff. Last week, 51 against East Hall, but their defense has given up 80 points over the last two games to the Bears and to the Vikings, while Chesapeake is just a turnover away in overtime. They could be undefeated going into the nice ball game.
Well, that's right, and this could come down to who's got the ball last again because they both can put up a lot of points. I think Chesapeake has put up 88 points in their last two games, so the War Eagles have got the potential to score a lot as well. You know, you look at Gage Reese as a quarterback, Colton Steele, another quarterback. They've got a two-quarterback system they use sometimes, too. Ben Clemens, he's already got 346 yards on the ground, a couple of 100-yard games. Clemens on defense, he's really good on defense as well. Chesapeake's got a lot of folks that go both ways. I'm looking at Colton Steele. Look at this. Steele for the season's got 23 tackles, two interceptions, and a forced fumble. On offense, he had 113 yards, two touchdowns. He threw for 22 yards and returned a kickoff for 88 yards last week. So they've got some weapons, guys. They're not a one-dimensional team, but they're going to run it a whole lot more than they're going to throw it. I'll tell you that right now. On the other side, you got Schliemann, who just keeps setting school records for passing yardage. He had 416 yards in that win over East Hall and three touchdowns. And then you got Smith McGarvey, who also plays quarterback. But McGarvey's kind of your utility guy. He can play anywhere. He's got on the season, he's got, let's see, 46 yards passing, 176 yards rushing, 5 touchdowns, and 75 yards receiving. So McGarvey is a threat on throwing it, toting it, and catching it. So this might
Mike, we got a special guest here. Hold on just a second. Hold on. Right here.
Hey, Mike, real quick.
Yep.
Greg Williams is here with us real quick for a second. He's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame next Friday night.
Yep.
Congratulations, Coach. And,
thank you, Joe.
And you, you've meant the world to us and a lot of us for a lot longer. You and Mike went to high school together. And, you know, just tell us a quick roundup of your what you're doing now and after you got out of education.
Well, you know, I retired from West Hall as a principal over there in 2013, and then I went to work for Mountain Ed and worked for them for 12 years, and I just left them, retired for good in May, so I'm kind of finding out what to do now, so I'm trying to stay busy. Sally keeps me busy a lot, but I'm just so excited to be back here at North Hall. Walked in, saw the living legend next door on the other booth over there, you know, just so happy to be here, and Bob Christmas is, you know, went into the Hall of Fame last time, and I get to go in this time with some great folks. Mm-hmm. And I'm just excited about it.
Hey, you know something, Greg? I can only use another color announcer for basketball when it comes time. Okay, buddy.
Absolutely.
I keep you busy, buddy.
Absolutely.
Okay? And when he says busy, he will.
I hear you. I don't know if I could diagnose it anymore. I tell you, it's just so up and down.
Man. Oh, it's like riding a bicycle.
Once you got it.
You see how young he looks, Gary. That's great.
Gary, you see how young he looks. We just celebrated our 50th anniversary of graduating from this school.
Wow.
And Greg, you don't know this, buddy. I know. I still remember, get this, in 1970-71 when we had the feeder system basketball teams. You and your brother Alan were playing Lanier. I played 1 year in eighth grade at River Bend.
Yes.
At the old Sardis gym, and we played the end of the season here at our first time ever on the old gym court, and that was one of those memories I'll always remember.
Oh, boy. It was always an atmosphere to come and watch. My older sister played for North Hall and got to watch those games up here, and the community was all here. Of course, there wasn't anything else to do but come to those games on Tuesday, Friday, or Saturday night, and it was packed up there in the Trojans' house in the old gym that's gone now, sadly, but we have great memories from it.
So. Absolutely, friend. All right, congratulations. We'll see you next Friday night, okay?
Thank you so much.
We'll make sure you come by here next Friday, okay?
I'll do it, brother. Awesome. Thank you. Awesome. Go Trojans.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Coming up next, we'll have the starting lineups and the kickoff of tonight's game of the Battle of Highway 60, Chesapeake and North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with 2 Gainesville locations.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Now, back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
64.
All right, we're counting down to kick off tonight's ball game. Quickly now, the strike lineups. Here's Joe Gailey.
Offense for North Hall, the tackles will be Mason McGill, number 75, and Cade Hawthorne, number 73. Guards will be 69, James Holloman, 71, Henry Weaver, and 77, Eli Ham will be the center on offense. Tight end, Dawson Gray, number 88. Wide receivers, Cole Cable, number 1, number 3, Ty Kemp. Jack McCloskey, number 25, will be the other wide receiver. Henry quarterback will be number 7, Alex Sleeman. Running back will be 23, Justin Allen. And the Swiss Army knife, as we'll call him, Smith McGarvey. Bobby Seaman, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, number 8, will be in there. Defensively for Chesapeake, Hayden Sullins is a defensive end, along with Brody Burke, 4, and Sullins is 64. Nose guard is Blake Magala, number 51. The linebackers, Isaiah Sanders, number 1, Ben Plemons, number 10, Johan Reyna, number 9, 4, Judd Wilson's a tight end. The slots, Joe Blaker, number 18. Quarterback will rotate between 3, Colton Steele, and 2, Gage Reese. Halfback will be Blake Connor, number 5, and number 10, Ben Plemons, will be the tailback defensively for the Trojans. 4-3, 34, Hunter Robertson on the line, along with Robbie Lee, number 50, number 60, Jacob Wright, and Dawson Reed, 95. Linebackers, 44, Dalton Hulsey, number 12, Parker Carlton, 28, Buddy Clark is a linebacker. Corners, John Millar, 32, and Connor Harwood, 5. Walker Davis is a safety, and J.J. Young is a safety for tonight. That was a quick run through for you there, Michael. Your officials there, Gary?
The referee and the man in the white hat standing right next to me here on the sideline, Mark Staten. The umpire is Shane Lively. Head linesman is Ricky Welchel. Line judge is Larry Etheridge. Field judge, Ron Reagan. Side judge, Robert Droz. On the clocks, the electric clock operator, Randy Rivers. And the man on the play clock is Tavares Oates. So there you are, folks. And we got, guys, we got the captains coming out.
All right, for Chester T, we got number 3, Colton Steele, 7, Cody Couch, 10, Ben Plemons, and 64, Hayden Sullins. And for North Hall, number 3, Ty Kemp, number 28, Buddy Clark, number 44, Dalton Hulsey, and 75, Mason McGill are your captains for tonight's game. Look at Mason down there, Harper, how big, how much taller he is than Ty and the other guys.
He looks like he was adopted. He doesn't fit in with the rest of everybody else.
Mason's just like 6'5".
He's a D1 prospect. And last week he had a little bit of a tightness in his legs. I'm not sure if it was a knee or an ankle, but he looks like he's doing okay right now. A little bit of a limp. And that's the biggest thing right now that I see in terms of North Hall, their confidence level, the guys that they have right now that have experience, the juniors that got to play a lot last year along with the seniors. But they're a little beat up. A few of their big guys that we have, Parker Carlton being one of them, is one of, you know, just a little beat up, and so we may take another few days off.
Right.
Gary, are you ready for the coin toss?
I am. We're going to get over there and watch these guys do it.
Whoever's running the ball, hand it to us. You can play more, okay? This is defensive side. My name is Mark. I'll be with the offense. Any questions during the game, come to us. We'll give you an answer. Okay. You're the home team, we're going to call you green. You're the white team, we're calling you white. He's going to call for us. Tell us, Shell Shane, what you're going to call, heads or tails?
Heads.
Heads. All right. Put it right up in the air.
It's in the air.
It's tails.
Noel Holland's won the toss.
And they won the ball, right?
They're talking about it now. Tonight is a gold out night. And it is Youth Cancer Awareness Night. So they're celebrating, raising money for that. North Hall will receive.
All right, coming up next is the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM.
Lord Jesus, thank you for Friday Night Football. Thank you for each and every player that's going to be playing across our area tonight. We pray that you keep them safe. We pray they have good sportsmanship. We pray, God, for great competition. And most of all, we pray for the safety of each and every athlete. May you bring them home safe tonight. But more than anything, may they all play for your glory, and somehow may your name be known. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel,
EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, Representative Lee Hawkins, and by Sullivan and Schliemann Wealth Management. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
Well, it feels like a playoff game here from Lynn Cottrell Stadium at the Brickyard at North Hall, the Battle of Highway 60. Getting ready to get in the picture and stepping in to bring you the play-by-play of tonight's game. Here is Joe Gailey.
Thank you, Michael. Get the picture, folks. All in white with the dark helmets are the Chesterton War Eagles with the dark numbers. North Hall with green tops, black pants, and the black headgear. And the big white numerals on the front and back. Should be able to read the numbers tonight, Harper and Gary, which always makes it nice for me to be able to read the numbers. We'll be starting here right at 7.
So you don't need to go to the eye doctor and check your vision, because a maroon jersey with white trim around a maroon number is
tough.
Not easy.
We saw that earlier in the year with that black on white.
We've had that before.
If you remember last year in the game over at Chesterton, the War Eagles got the ball the first time. They had the ball for eight minutes and didn't score.
That's right. Back receiving for the Trojans, you got Cole Linley. And Ty Kemp back to receive the ball, kicking for Chesterton. Will be number 9, Johan Reyna. Let's see if they go deep or go short. Most of the guys we've seen this year have hit it short to make the up back take it. And we'll see. You know, you talk about the 50th reunion. You got Greg. You talk about some of the fabulous five. You got Greg Williams, Mark Eddy, and Ruby Satterfield right there together. So
how about that?
Right there in front of us.
Mike was talking about getting home at 1 o'clock in the morning. You never had that happen to you, did you?
No, sir.
You were always home right on time.
Nope. Long, high kick by Reyna, going to come down to Kemp at the 11. The 15, the 20, 25, trying to find a seam to the 30. One man grabs him around the 31 or 32, knocks him down right there. And that's where North Hall will take over. Number 25, eight Torres Williams, and 25, Trent Good in on the stop for Chesterton.
Yeah, good
position.
Good grabbed him around the waist, but it was a good return.
And so for our friends listening at home, they're going to what direction?
Go this way. Trojans are going
from
the Bob to the Old Field House.
There you go.
Or left to right across your radio dial.
Exactly. Back in the shotgun is Schliemann. Next to him is Justin Allen, looking to pass. Gets it over here to Cable. Cable at the 35, the 40. Run out of bounds around the 41-yard line.
Well, Chesterton's going to open up in a 3-4, trying to stop that North Hall passing attack, or at least slow it down a little bit. But, man, if Schliemann has the game like he had last week, I mean, it's a 400-yard passing game.
But there's a rivalry for you with Cable, whose sister played basketball at Chesterton.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Steele and Clemens and have combined for 4 interceptions. They hand it off on a sweep to the far side. That's Cable. He gets across the 45 out to about the 47. It'll be third down and about 3 or 4. Colton Steele on the stop for Chesterton.
Colton Steele is going to be in on a lot of stuff tonight, probably.
Yes.
I think he's got, 23 tackles on the year, 2 interceptions and a forced fumble. Yeah, he's a force on defense in addition to being a pretty good offensive running back.
Jacob Adams in the backfield on the left, right-hand side of Schliemann. Two wideouts for the Trojans. Pitch out here to Adams. Adams gets across the 45 and got nailed right there at the 46 is where we'll spot it at. So lost about a yard right there. Two guys wrapped him up. It looked like Steele was in on it. Maybe number 18, Ben Clemens, was in on it.
I think Clemens was in on it, too.
And so it's one thing right there. It's going to be a hard-hitting ball game.
Yeah. Clemens on the season, you know, him and Colton Steele both averaging around 8 tackles a game. Well, they're going to be in on about as many as anybody, being at the safety and the linebacker position.
Well,
third down, about 6.
I mean, I look across the North Hall defense, and all of them were, last week, had about 7 or 8, 9 tackles.
Schliemann with 2 wideouts, 1 on either side, ball in the near hash mark. Looking to pass, comes to this side, get it, and it'll be a first down. Ran a little out pattern right there to Cole Cable that time. Harper and got him across the 50 around the 46 of Chesterton.
He ran a hitch on the very first play of the game, gains 5 yards, gets hit, knocked down forward for a few extra. This one runs a little out route, just a timing route, gets it in out of bounds in Chesterton territory. The ball's at the 46-yard line with another first down. That's the efficiency right now. Just nice and smooth, get the first down, keep the chains moving, and you get a chance to score.
And Harper's run pass the Trojans.
You got McGarvey in the backfield. McGarvey gets the handoff around the 50, the 45, the 40, 35, cuts inside, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, and pushed out around the 10-yard line.
Well, we know what Smith McGarvey can do with his legs because he's been doing it all year, and that was a lot on him. But he found that seam down the right side, and Chesterton's pursuit just wasn't there, guys.
About 30-something yards right there. What we get, 36 yards, according to Harper, right there on the carry. And, you know, that's one addition I don't think that Coach Pender saw this year, Mike and Gary and Harper, is they put Smith back there, and Smith can get some yardage for you.
Yeah, if he's not going to play quarterback for you, he's receiving, he's running, he's an all-around athlete, he's making things happen.
Hand off over to Cable. Cable inside the five, the three. Ooh, he got walloped on the far side by Ben Plemons down to the three-yard line.
Well, good block there by Tyler Kemp on the outside, but he didn't know where the running back was going to go. So I don't know if I push him or if I hook him. And Cole ends up cutting it back to the inside, and Ben Plemons met him with authority there at the four-yard line. Actually, they're going to mark it forward progress at the three.
Second down, balls at the three. Second down and goal, balls at the three. 9:49 here, still in the first quarter. Sleeman comes over, gets his play. In the backfield is Justin Allen. He's like kind of in a slot position, two wide outs. That is Kemp and Cable. McGarvey to the left of the quarterback. McGarvey trying to run. Oh, he's going to get sacked in the backfield. Wow, huge hit by Ben Plemons. They read that one all day, fellas.
Well, Ben is just doing a job of being able to get in between those big linemen. He kind of shimmies his shoulders and kind of turns at an angle. Makes it very difficult for these big guys to get a hand on him, and he was in the backfield before that ball was handed off.
That was a beautiful tackle by Plemons. I mean, he stuck his head in there, grabbed him underneath his hips, pulled his legs out from under him, and took him to the ground. Oh, as an old defensive lineman, that does your heart good to see that. That was a great tackle.
Lost for about six or seven right there. It's out to the 10. One guy in the backfield. That's Allen right on the right of Sleeman. Three wideouts. One man in motion. And that's going to be Allen. Going to take it himself. Alex looking to run. One man knocks him down around the 7. Tackles him. That's big number 51, I think, that time, wasn't it? Yeah, Magala, nose guard, knocks him down right there. Blake Magala, number 51.
Oh, he picked up about 4, but not enough. Ball's just about in the middle of the field.
Fourth down and goal.
Attempt.
Let's see.
Walker Vining comes out.
Walker Vining's out there. Let's see if Walker's going to attempt the. He is. You'll have McGarvey will hold it.
About a 23-yarder.
Yeah.
The snapper is Dawson Gray. Down to 8-12. North Hall wanting to get on the board first. Gray running the play clock. It's inside 9. Kick is up, and it is on top of the old field house. And it is good. 3-0 North Hall.
And we're back at 1 minute north of North Hall High School on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
And back here, the pageantry of high school football on 97.5 Glory FM.
There's a kick going to be received around the 4-yard line. That is going to be Joe Blecker. Blecker's going to get up to the 20 and get knocked out of bounds around the 21. Then leap in on the tackle, and that was looked like maybe number 18, Walker Davis, in there on the tackle also. Chesterton will have their first offensive possession from their own 21-yard line.
Well, Gary, I'm not going to say that I know what's going to happen here, but it's really a high probability that Chesterton is going to run and run and run. They've only had 13 passes the whole season. Gary, am I wrong in this?
I don't think you're wrong. I think they run that wing tee, and they run it pretty well, and they've had some success with it.
Got Reese in the backfield. He's the quarterback up under center. Two guys back, one guy on either side. He's going to hand it off to Clemens. Clemens trying to get across the 20 down about the 25, maybe the 26. Buddy Clark in on the tackle. Ben Clemens on the tote gets about 5 yards.
Well, Harper, for 20 years, you saw this offense here at North Hall before Sean Pender came to the home of the Trojans. Up
6 yards, well, Clemens has got, well, add that whatever they got right then to 346. What is that, 5'6"? So he's got 352 yards rushing already on the year and just three games plus this one.
One wide out, two guys in the backfield, one a slot. Looking to pass this time. Look at that. Going to throw over here to number 7, Cody Couch. Cody across the 40, 35, 40, down to about the 44-yard line. Big first down. Look at that. Cody, a little safe route right there. Harper caught it about 5 yards out, 19-yard pickup for the War Eagles.
Yeah. Well, Joe, you heard from Coach Cunningham during game plan. He said, Mike, we'll throw the ball when we need to.
Well, North Hall's got to pick up their underwear because they just got faked out of that a couple of times, and they looked embarrassed. They should have had him for probably 5 yards less than what he got.
He stepped inside that defensive back on that near side over here and got around Hardwood. The pitch out to Clemens. Clemens across the 45. The 50 knocked down across the midfield around the 49-yard line. Good tackle right there by number 28, Buddy Clark.
Yeah.
A good 6 yard, almost 7 yard gain for Clemens.
Hardwood hit him at the ankles and then Clark finished him off. But that was another good game by Clemens.
Yes.
He's got some, I don't think he's as fast as Cable, but he's got some football speed, does Ben Clemens. He's such a good linebacker, too.
Well, yeah, North Hall's missing a defensive line because of injury in that Cherokee Bluff game, Joe.
Reina in the backfield now, single setback. Well, right behind the quarterback, one guy offset to the side. Going to hand off to Reina. Reina going to get about 4 or 5, and he's crossed the third 45 down to about the 41. Gets a first down and about 7 or 8 more yards. Buddy Clark again in on the tackle, one of the backers.
That's all you got to do, pick up 4 yards to carry, Joe.
Yep, if you get four yards in the cloud of dust, Gary, you'll have a first down every series, won't you?
Yeah, except here in this cloud of pellets.
And you can speak to those highly.
That's right. Most of them are in my shoes.
5:52 and running here in the first quarter. 3-0 Trojans lead in this region 6-3A mini. Reese flips it back over to number 5. That's Connor. Connor not going to pick up anything. And he's stacked up, trying to roll off a guy and do a pirouette right there around the 45 and got back up maybe. Now he's looking to lose a yard. So he lost one on it back to the 42.
Good job there by the left side of the defensive line. The whole defense there pretty much got across the line of scrimmage and made the play, a loss of one right there. You know, my offensive coordination back when I was in high school at Notre Dame was run, incomplete pass, and punt. We had punting was a part of, that's how I got learned how to long snap so well, is because we punted all the time.
Second down and 11, one guy out wide to the side. It's going to be Clemens. One guy behind the quarterback, he gets that. Clemens behind is the guy out behind in the backfield, and he gets about 4 or 5 right up the middle on that far hash mark and gets around to about the 38-yard line.
He and Wade Haynes ends up, they met up close and personal. I think there was face mask to face mask there. Good hit there by Haynes to stop Ben. Picks up about 3 or 4.
Colton still in at quarterback. Gage Reese runs off. Clemens in the backfield. Wide outs are going to be Cody Couch and looks like number 8, Torres Williams, going to hand off to Clemens. Clemens trying to go to the far side, but he's not going to get. Well, he scooted on up on the far side and got about 5 or 6 yards.
What a nice effort. He stopped with his tiptoes on the sideline. Wow. It looks like Joe.
Yeah.
Spins around, finds a hole, and ends up falling forward for about another 4 yards easily. Fourth and short now.
Nice job by Ben that time because he did. He picked up about 5 yards. It's going to be fourth down and 2.
I think you go for this because it's too short to try to punt him in a hole, I think, and it's too far for a field goal.
I agree, Gary, because I was thinking they were going to stop around the 37 maybe with a yard gain, and he slid in there and no fault for about 3 more yards. So it's fourth down and about 2. Ball's at the 33.
Yep.
Got to get to the 31.
I tell you, offensive line, we got to get this, fellas. Give me a hole.
Colton still at quarterback. He's hands off to Clemens. Clemens got a hole. He got tackled up really high. And he's got the first down, though. It's about the 29-yard line. Man, what a high tackle that time.
Yeah.
But Clemens gets the first down.
Wade Haynes grabbed him up around the shoulder pads, and it kind of transferred into grabbing on his helmet a little bit. No call. Probably a good no call.
He's lined up in the pistol right behind the quarterback. And I think he had the option of going, if I like the hole between the guard and the tackle, between the tackle and the tight end, or just outside. He decided to keep it the whole way through the outside. And just like a nice little funnel, it ends up going to the outside. He picks up just enough for the first down and about a yard or two now. Additionally, the ball's at the 28.
But you know what, guys? I was expecting a blitz with North Hall. Didn't get it.
Gage Reese back in the game at quarterback. One wide out, one on the far side. Puts one man in motion. That's Blaker. Looking out to the far side. Hands off to Johan Rena. Rena's going to roll around the far side, get about 3 yards down to about the 25-yard line.
You know, Rena is another one of those guys for Chesterfield that doesn't come off the field very much. He's the place kicker. He's an inside linebacker, and he's a running back.
That time, Christian Jordan and Carlos Jordan helped the blocking on that far side and get him out there. And I think Judd Wilson, the tight end, also in on the block right there. Second down and about seven for the War Eagles. 2:25 in the quarter. This, guys, I don't want to jinx us, but this is a whole lot better than that 42-minute quarter y'all had last week, isn't it?
Amen.
Second down and seven. Reese behind center. Hands off to Rena again. Rena might get one or two more, and that's going to be about it, up to about the 23 maybe. Give him two more yards to be third down about five.
I think that was Robbie Lee who had him around the waist that time. Really, pretty good size linebacker, number 55, 11, 210. Yeah. Well, they may have him as a down lineman here.
They do. They have him listed as a defensive end position.
Guys, North Hall is opening up with a 5-6 man front once they get set on the defense. Obviously, to counter, try to counter the running effect of this wing tee offense.
Reese looking to pass, rolls out to the far side. One man over there guarding him. He's going to throw it deep, and got a man on the far side inside the five.
That was a great snatch that time.
Who called Joe Blaker, number 18. Blaker plays in sort of a slot position. He went down the field, Harper, and then cut back out. So what is that, a down and in, down and out pattern, I guess he ran? Anyway, he gets it down to the 3 yard line first.
Well, he had Cody Couch on the play side running a post, and he's kind of clearing things out for him. And then he got a drag route behind it, just trying to find an open area there in between the 20 and the 10 yard line. And he certainly did so. It was a great pass. When you're thinking they're going to run, that's when they're going to pass. I thought it would be run, 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 but they're mixing it up quite well, and they got two completions so far here early in this drive.
Well, Harper, they're passing when they want to pass, not when they have to pass.
Still takes it, hands off to Plemons. Plemons goes inside to three, down to about the one.
And the big thing now, can North Hall hunker down and stop the War Eagles from scoring?
Well, they got them. Let's see where they spot it. Maybe inside the one. Maybe, nope, just outside. Nose of the football on the far side hash mark. 1 yard line, guys.
1:09 in the quarter. This quarter's running by in a hurry. North Hall leads it 3-0. Chesterton knocking on the door. Gage Reese coming up. He'll be the quarterback. We'll have Cody Couch in there. They've got number eight,
Torres Williams
in there on the wideouts. Two men in the backfield. Hand off to Plemons. Plemons trying to fight and fight and fight. Nope, they're going to say about the one. He didn't get anything on that. Might have actually lost a little bit.
Yeah, Buddy Clark with a nice stop there at the line of scrimmage. Contact took place just as soon as Plemons gets it.
Well, North Hall is lead 3-0 here in the first quarter. Chesapeake trying to take the lead.
Third down and goal inside the 2 yard line. Down around the one.
He might have lost.
Might have, the way they're backed him up there. They got, North Hall's got nearly 11 guys on the line of scrimmage down there, Gary. Third down and goal. Put a man in motion. Going to pitch out to Plemons. Got a block on the far side. Touchdown, Chesterfield.
Yeah, Plemons saw a crack in that defense and dove forward through that.
They put Blake Connor in motion right there, Gary, and I believe he kind of led in there and got the block on that side and was able to freeze that one's cornerback and gave Ben enough time to slide in to get the touchdown.
And that ends the quarter, by the way. And
that does.
The extra point to come.
Yep, they'll do the extra point, and then we'll have the end of the quarter. Raina in, engage. Reese is holding it. Spot at the 10 for the extra point. Kicking at the Bob, the new field house. Snap, the hole, the kick is up, and it is
good. Chester T leads it 7-3 at the end of one.
And coming up next is second quarter action here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Is that Doug?
Each team had the ball one time the first quarter, with the War Eagles leading 7-3.
Well, kind of showing the, that's a member of the class of 84, Doug Collins, our secretary of the VA. He used to be a representative up in this area, showing his picture on the big board right now. You got Lindley, and
he's got a helmet in his hand, Joe, and he acts like he doesn't know what to do with it. Do I got to give this back, or should I put it on? It's a lot different than the helmet that I wore back there in those suspension days.
Right, used to have the old the gray leather helmets back there. Reyna back to kick. He's back at the 40, kicking from the bob to the old field house. Reyna hits it up in the air. It's going to be a short kick. Going to come down over here to Lindley at the 9, the 10, the 15, the 20. Trying to cut inside. He does 25-30. 35, got by a guy. One guy holds on for dear life from the backside and brings him down. That is Robbie Camp, number 20, on the tackle. And North Hall have it. Good field position at their own 40-yard line.
Yeah, they made it out to the 31 on their very first possession. Now they're going to give it to him right there, square on the 40. Ball on the right hash.
Schliemann in. You've got number 23, Justin Allen, at a running back. McCloskey in at a wide out, Kemp at a wide out, far side's Gray, and then you got Cole Cable. Schliemann on the hash mark on the far side, right on the 35, gets the snap, rolls back looking to pass, gets it to Kemp on a little cutting inside, bubble screen, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, get away from a guy, he does, it gets knocked out of bounds inside the 30, around the 29-yard line.
Finally run out of bounds by number 3, Colton Steele. He should have been tackled for a loss.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be the way. I mean, he opened up right there around the 45. He picked up 31 yards on the pass play.
And that was the typical, prototypical there, catch and run, because he did most of that on his run.
Yeah, I think the 31 yards were the yards after catch on that one for sure. Ty, I think, has had
Parker Colton in the game here for the first time.
Yeah. Going to hand off here to Parker Carr. Parker across the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and knocked out of bounds. He stays standing up. He runs out of bounds. Parker Carr gets it down to about the 5-yard line. It'll be first to go for the Trojans.
Well, the question is, Joe, how quickly can the Trojans score and they'll keep their defense on the field like in the first half?
Exactly. 11-13, 11-12 in clock running. Carlton and Justin Allen in the backfield on either side of Alex Schliemann. Three wideouts, two on the far side, balls on the near hash mark. Schliemann will take it after the snap, hand off to Allen. Allen cuts inside, touchdown Trojans.
He just sort of picked his way through that line, didn't he?
He saw an opening right there. Eli Hammond, Henry Weaver kind of split the ocean for him. Boom, he shot in there real easy, standing up. And North Hall back in the lead, 9-7. That took them all of a minute and 5 seconds, Michael.
60 yards on three plays, Joe.
Two big ones. Had a 31-yard pass play and then 25-yard one. Way to pick them up in a hurry. Walker finding back to attempt the extra point. Smith McGarvey. No, they're going to run that little thing out to the outside. Two-point conversion is good. They get it direct snap, and they got a flag. They may have a flag on it. Yeah, they have a flag now, don't they?
That's the first of the ball game, too.
Now, Dalton Hultzy. He was out there wide like we saw a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, just wide open. He kind of had to go to a knee to catch it. Legal procedure, and that's going to nullify the two-point conversion. So we may see the Walker just punch it in now. We've already seen him kick a 23-yard field goal. So,
well, you've seen a swinging gate before where 99% of the team is off to the side, and the center, the holder, and the kicker are the only ones. And if you don't go over and guard that, you're going to run a play. We've done that in the pros or in high school or in college, and they set it up where there was nobody out there with him, and it should have worked, but somehow or another there was an illegal procedure.
Vining's kick is up, and it is good. 10-7 with 10:55 remaining in the first half.
And we're back in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM. EMC
Security. Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Back and forth here at North Hall. The Trojans lead the War Eagles 10-7.
Walker Vining back to kick. You've got Colton Steele back there to receive it. They're going to kick it over on the far side. Another guy's going to pick it up, cut right in front of Colton. He's out to the 15, the Blaker. 20. Is that Plemons?
Blaker.
Number 18.
Blaker.
18. Blaker. All right. Blaker caught it, ran right and took it away from Colton Steele and got out to the 21-yard line. About an 11-yard return, first down and 10 for Chesterfield.
Yeah, he was nailed right there by Reed Baumgarten. Pretty good open field tackle by Reed that time. So first and 10 for the War Eagles at the 21, but they marched down the field and went under center, run that wing tee, and they ran it well.
They ran it 8 minutes in Reed, the first half.
Reed, a second-generation player here at North Hall. His dad, Chris, played basketball. And did he play football, Michael?
I don't know.
I know he played basketball.
Yes.
I know he ran.
They
got to
hurry. They got to get this playoff.
Here they go. They hand it off. It's going to be Reese, and they don't get anything. They ran right up the middle, and nothing happened. They might have got back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10 now. Handed it off to Ben, and Ben didn't get anything.
Yeah, they broke the huddle with less than 5 seconds on the clock. They got to the line with three. They had to hurry. He had a little bit too much time there in the huddle. Now they're all looking to the sideline. That's the way that they normally would receive their plays. They all look to the coaches. Certain coach will tell the line what to do. Another will set with the receivers, etc.
Plemons splits out on the far side. He's actually right behind his quarterback still. Well, Reese. Reese hands it off to the up back. That was number 5 that time, and that's going to be Connor. Connor gets about a yard, so it'll be second down and 9.
Well, North Hall's just stacking up the line, guys, and they're going run defense all the way, and so far it's working, at least on this drive. It didn't work the last one, but on this drive it's stymied the War Eagles. 2 plays, 0 yards.
Look here, the one thing we've seen so often, the wing tee, you can't just run up the middle. You got to go off the end somehow.
Well, and they do have the option to throw it every now and then, but let's see.
Good crowd here.
In the shotgun.
It gets away from Reese. Reese picks it up. He's running around. That's Steele back there. He has to fall down on it at the 5.
Oh, man.
Right through his hands. They changed quarterbacks in there, Harper and Gary. It went right through Colton's hands, and it's going to be down, third down at the 5.
And they went to the shotgun from the under center, and it didn't work at all. Maybe he took his eye off the snap. I don't know what happened.
But their
long
first big mistake, though.
Fourth and forever.
Now they got a punt, and you got Brody Burt, the punter, standing at the back of his end zone. You got two men back deep, Lindleaf and Kemp, standing back at the 35 and 38, respectively. Burt gets it off. It's a wobbler way up there, calling a fair catch. Who caught it? It's going to be Kemp at the 31, and it'll be down right there. Excellent field position for the Trojans.
That's only about a 25-yard punt, no return, but G. Minetti, you just gave the other guys
who just came down and scored, and you just gave them position at your 31.
That's pretty tough right there, Harper, because you got one guy doing this, and Kemp's ready to catch it. And then he stopped, he caught it, kind of juggled it, looked at the official, and he never waved his hand. The other guy waved his hand.
It's kind of like two outfielders in baseball. They both got a chance for the ball. Which one's louder?
Yep.
Thank goodness. Now, the ball was bobbled.
Got to talk to each other.
They're going to have a penalty right here.
Personal foul called.
Top of the hour break. Nathan, take it back for us, buddy.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Break for the Warriors right there.
All right, so a break for Chesterfield, right, Joe?
Yes, it was. After that personal foul on North Hall, didn't see it. It was late. Must have been a little extracurricular.
Well,
right there.
One player called for the fair catch, and he didn't catch the ball. So that's a legal procedure and a 15-yard penalty.
That's where it came from. Sleeman back, four wide out. Sleeman looked back to pass. Got time. Going to throw it long over the top. Got a man. Oh, he got knocked down. It's going to be interference. Yeah, they threw the flag. The referee on the far side as Cable got tripped up at the 12-yard line.
But, yeah, you take 15 yards over a touchdown.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and they kind of collided.
Yep.
But it's definitely going to be against the War Eagles there.
And that's going to be Couch over there, the wide receiver on offense, and they're running stride for stride. And I think what happened is that he's got tangled up in the feet and he got tripped up. The receiver might have had a chance at it. It'll be interference on Chesterfield. And North Hall have a first down and 10. The ball will be placed at the 28-yard line, it looks like.
Both players have a right to the football, but you can't go running into somebody and triple.
Right. And Cable had inside position up there.
Yeah, I think it was inadvertent. I don't think he meant to, but it's still interference.
Four wide outs. Going to hand off to the back, Allen. Allen trying to get through, and a man came up there, 54, came up and knocked him down. That's 64. Hayden Sullins, one of those big defensive ends, grabbed him around the waist and drug him down from behind for no gain.
Yep. Hayden's a senior.
Ball's at the 29. I remember Hayden playing football like since he was three.
Yeah, so the pattern continues. Watch for a pass play.
Yep. 10-7 North Hall, 8-18 here in the first half.
They're spread out here offensively. Two receivers out wide on each side.
Looking to pass. Got a man. Got to that's Kemp. Kemp inside the 25 down to the 20. And he's going to be really close to the first down, but I think he's shy about a half a yard or a yard.
First man missed him, and then Robbie Kemp grabbed him. A freshman grabbed him around the waist. Got a little bit of help there, but first man just flat missed him.
8 yards on the pickup. Third down and less than one now for the Trojans. We'll be on the near hash mark this time. You'll have Kemp. We'll be standing at the numbers. He'll go in and play almost a tight end. Gray tight end on this side, sending Cable out the far side. Sleeman with two backs, Carlton and Allen.
What's for Carlton?
Sleeman with 10. Sleeman takes it, hands off to Carlton. Carlton dances inside, 15, got the first down to the 12.
You can tell so he came in the ballgame, giving it to Carter.
Yeah, Chesterfield that time had the linebackers way off the line. Until North Hall came to the line of scrimmage, then they brought the backers in, but it was to no avail because saw a crack in that defense and took it for the
last
first down.
Last year, Parker was that guy that got the tough yardage in there, guys. And
he was looking for contact. Now, if you see, he's skating, he's dancing, he's stopping at times, and then getting ahead and going full speed and restarting himself. Completely different runner right now.
Sleeman to Allen. Allen across the 10. The 5 pushing down there. Touchdown, Trojan!
All right, he's 200 pounds, and he just is not going to be stopped.
Wow.
He just wasn't going to go down.
And he, 13-yard run, he stayed upright the whole time just hugging that football.
Carter Carlton had a fantastic block against the middle linebacker to spring him, and then from about the 8-yard line on, he had three guys, and he just kept his feet moving, and every one of those guys just kind of fell off of him. Next thing you know, he's in the end zone with another two on him, but great individual effort. Right, Gary?
Yeah, absolutely. Put both hands on the football. He was dragging people across the line into the end zone.
Riding bad snap. They got it down. No, his snap, his kick is up, and it's good. 17-7 with 6:53 North Hall.
And back and more of the Battle of Highway 60 here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins, your representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family is assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon, receiving an inheritance, selling a business, or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia and conditions.
That's three. And back here, North Hall is 3-for-3 scoring, and really a must score situation now for Chesterton.
Kick it on the far side, came down to about the 8, and they're going to come across the 10 out the 15. That was 18. Number Blaker came out there, and he gets across the 20 to about the 22-yard line. First and 10 now for Chesterton with 6:47 remaining here in the first half. Look around, see if I can find some local scores for you.
Not many tonight either, buddy.
Sir?
Not many tonight either.
Yeah. Several folks off tonight, or most, a lot of folks are. North Hall trying to keep them right there. They did a good job defensively the last possession. I know they'd like to do that again on this possession. Madison County, Jackson County tied at 7 down in Jackson County. First down at 10 at the 22. And they snap that one right up the middle. Plemons has got it across the 30. Now to about the 31. Direct snap. Ben got that one, went in a hurry, and got about 9 yards.
Yeah, normally Ben has his head almost looking down straight at his feet when he lines up in that three-point stance behind his quarterback. This time his head was up, and he knew what the count was going to be, and he raised up just as the ball was being snapped to him, and good job there, a 9-yard pickup.
A little wild bird by the Eagles.
Yep. You got Reese back there at the quarterback, going to hand off to Ben. Ben trying to get across the 35. He does, gets the first down. Picks up about another 7 yards. Plemons just adds to that rushing total,
Joe,
Gary.
That's big there, Joe. Had to go 3 and out last time.
Yep.
And hit Plemons comes out of the game now. Johan Reyna, sophomore, comes in to replace him.
First down and 10, ball's at the 38-yard line.
Middle of the field.
5:57, ball's in the middle of the field.
Chesterton going left to right across the radio dial here with 5:50 in the second quarter.
Hunter Robertson, Dawson Reed, Jacob Wright, and Robbie Lee are the defensive front four for the Trojans. Split out backfield. Going to pitch it out. They're going to try a little flea flicker here. Throw it back here. Is it going to be complete? They're going to say no. It hit the ground first.
Wow.
Tried to go to Cody Couch. Pitched it back over there to Blake Connor. Blake stood up and threw a pass, a little wobbling duck. And looked like the Couch didn't run or ran a little too far there.
He threw the duck because there was a guy in his face. I'm thinking, okay, you're going to lose about 2 or 3 yards with this. But Cody Couch was wide open.
Mm-hmm.
He had an appearance like he was going to make a block about 8 yards down the field. And he just kind of slides around that and gets about 25 yards down the field. Unfortunately, the throw was about 22 yards, and he couldn't get back and get it. Falls incomplete, second down to 10.
That would have been a big one if they had got it. Ball's in the middle of the field, one man in motion. Handing off to Reyna. Reyna, it looks like her Plemons gets across the 40 to the 41.
Yeah, it was Reyna.
That was Reyna, and unstacking them now. One guy laying on his back for North Hall. He's getting up. He was on the bottom of the pile. That was big number 85, or 95, Dawson Reed that time.
Yeah, big play here, guys.
Plemons comes back into the ball game, replacing Reyna.
Third down and 7, 5 minutes exactly on the clock here in the first half. North Hall leads it by 10. Reese under center. One man in motion, looking to pass. And now he's going to run. He gets tackled in the backfield. I can't see through the guys. Was that Buddy Clark again? No, number 13 comes in there. Michael Donatelli is who I see. Makes the tackle for the Trojans.
Now, Michael, what he doesn't have in height, he certainly makes up for a fire hydrant appearance, Gary.
Now,
just a real thick-bodied guy, quick, just rips through the arms and gets into the backfield and forces another punt here for Chesterton.
Lumpkin on GAC, 14-7 in the second quarter. Fourth down and 12, another punt by Burke. Burke End over end, going to come down, going to bounce once and die right there at the 37. We're going to roll down to about the 35. Chastity will stop it right there. It'll be first and 10 from the Trojan from their own 35 with 4 minutes and 2 seconds left here in the first half.
Well, it's been a field goal, touchdown, touchdown for the Trojans here so far in the first half.
Battle of Forsyth County, North and
South
playing. They're 7-7 from the south end of Forsyth County.
Well, Mike, you know that the Trojans can score, and you really do sense there's a sense of urgency for Chastity. Next time, they got to put some points on the board to be able to match what this offense is doing.
Schliemann back to pass. Got tipped at the line of scrimmage. Great job by number four, I believe it was, right there. They came up there and tapped it. That's Brody Burke, one of the defensive ends.
Well, the microphone's back on working. I don't know what happened there, but it just died. But a number of things have happened, and, yeah, Chastity really needed that on the to try to score on that particular drive. I mean, you know, you score and take a lead, and then you give up 14 unanswered points. But now North Hall's got a chance to tack on something else before halftime.
Three wideouts, sleeping back to pass. Looking. Got time now, man on him. And he throws it long in the middle of the field. There's Cable. He catches it. He caught it out of his hands. Good defense. He raked it out of his hands. That was Kemp that caught it. Came down in number three, Colton Steele. Rakes it out of his hand for an incomplete pass.
Great play by Steele that time. Put his hands on the ball, and when they hit the ground, the ball pops out. But he never controlled it.
I thought Tyler Kemp did a great job of making that 50-50 ball mine. I'm going to get it. But as he came down, when his feet hit, as you mentioned, Colton Steele was able to just get his hand in there in between his hand in between Kemp's hand. The ball squirts out, falls incomplete. Third and 10.
Four wide outs at the 35. Schliemann rolls to this way, throws it right across the middle over here to Kemp. Kemp caught it at the 48. He's got the first down. And they'll spot it at the 47. That's still a first down. That's his second catch of the night. He has to have four to break the all-time reception record here at North Hall.
And, Joe, do you ever see him drop a ball?
Who's that, Ty?
Yeah, never.
I never do see him. He's got really good hands. You know, that goes back to all that baseball stuff from his dad and the Kemp family. And these younger guys are playing football now.
Cody Couch on the sidelines. Cody Couch on the sidelines making that stop.
Good job. And I just heard Jody Kennedy, PA announcer, saying that he just broke the record, so I missed a reception in there. Going to hand off to 23, Allen. Allen
hole.
For a big gun.
Big hole.
Across the 40 and tripped up. Gets down to about the 36. Boy, he had a big old hole right there, didn't he, fellas?
Well, yeah. They're reading what the defense does. When you spread out and then the defense spreads out with you, there's one man short in the secondary in the linebacking position. They found that, and he's already got two touchdowns here tonight. The senior, Justin Allen, with another big carry, 13 yards there on that pickup.
Yeah, he's been kind of in the spotlight tonight, by the way, and as far as receiving yardage is concerned, Cable and Kemp are now 1-2 on the all-time list for the Trojans.
First down at the 36. Schliemann back, looks to pass. Turns around, throws it to Kemp or to Cable on the far side. Cable caught a little screen out there around the 35 and got down to about the 30-yard line. It'll be second down in about three. Got Rockmart, came all the way across 515 and are up on Union County 6-0 in that game of the Mountain Teams.
Joe, that's a region game, by the way.
How about that? Having to travel that far for a region game, interesting.
Parker Colton comes in the ball game.
Lincoln County 14, Elbert County nothing. Buddy Keith Hammond and his crew working that game tonight. Second down and three. Going to hand off to Parker. Parker dances around to 30, the 25. The 20 still running. 15, 10, 5. Did he step out? If he didn't, it's a touchdown. They're saying he stepped out right there around the 9. I know he was tiptoeing down the sideline right there. I knew it'd be close. And the side judge was able to say, Nip, you stepped out a little early there, buddy. 2 minutes, 29 seconds left here in the first half. Parker will go back in after he gets the play. Schliemann with two wideouts. You've got Dawson Gray and Kemp on this side, three wideouts because Cable's out far on the far side. Hand off to Parker again. Parker inside the 5. Did he dive in and get it? Well, they're going to say he's short. Touchdown, Trojans! They gave it to him. I thought his knee may have hit early.
Yeah, they said that he kept his balance enough. He put a hand down, but he didn't put his knee down.
Yep.
So that's what, 21 unanswered, well, 20 unanswered points right now.
20 unanswered, 9-yard touchdown run for the Trojans. They make it 23-7, trying to make it a 17-point lead after the try for point. Walker Vining spotted down at the 10. Now they're going to stop it real quick. Going to be, well, we've got illegal procedure on the Trojans. Somebody lined up crooked.
That's two on PATs, Joe.
Yep. Smith has to get up, toss the ball to the center, and say, okay, we've got to do this again, fellas. Umpire will walk it up 5 yards. They'll spot it at the 8. Well, now instead of a basically a 20-yard extra point, it'll be a 25-yard extra point. Walker gets in his position. Smith McGarvey will spot it at the 15. There's a snap. The hold, the kick is up, and it is good. 24-7, North Hall with 2:20 left.
And more high school football coming up next here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24-7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable, quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Bushton, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
There's the kick by Vining. Comes down deep. It's going to be still at the 5, the 10, the 15. Trying to get a seam and kind of got tripped up. He was going to go through there. Got tripped up. Where Chester T will take over first and 10 with 2:16 left here in the quarter. I don't want to say it's imperative, Harper, but they really need to score something right here before halftime.
Oh, completely agree. Their first possession, they started at the 20, then the 21, the 22, and now also the 22. So they haven't had great field position to start. But that first drive, they were able to get a couple of first downs, and it seems like the defense here, especially the front seven for North Hall, have really hunkered down and been able to slow everything up.
Reese under center. Going to hand off to Plemons. Plemons trying to find a hole, and they're going to wrap him up. He gets about three or four. Pushing out to about the 27-yard line, so he picks up about 5. Well,
he turned his back to him and just kept driving with his legs.
Yep.
Almost like doing a squat.
Pushing that leg strength by Plemons gets him right at about 5, we'll call it. Second down and 5. Stevens County 17, Oconee County 7. So in the first quarter, that game down in Athens. Second down. One wide out on the near side. Comes to this side. Reese looking. Going to throw it complete. Right there at the 39-yard line. Who caught it? That was 44. Came out of the backfield right there. That's Judson Wilson.
Yeah, Judson Wilson. What a great job of just being in the quarterback's vision but staying out of everybody else's. They ran a guy in the flat. Justin Wilson was about 10 or 12 yards on an over route, and then they had a post corner in the outer portion, and Hudson does a great job of finding and getting himself open to the 40-yard line. 13-yard pickup.
Tight end got that one. They're going to hand off up the middle this time. Got a broke a hole. Reyna across the 45 down to about the 47. Picks up about 7 yards. Going to be second down and 3 with a minute left here in the quarter.
I think that's 2 straight tackles by Walker Davis.
And we've got a timeout on the field. I think Chester T will take that timeout right there.
We'll take it when we're back in 30 seconds for North Hall, 97.5 Glory FM.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
One thing about it, but it's a hard-hitting first half, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, these two rival teams, the guys know each other. They played since youth league all the way up. So they're going to beat and bang on each other. George Walton up on Lakeview 14-0 in the second quarter down at George Walton.
Well, wise timeout here. I'd rather take it with 103 than let 10 more seconds go off the clock and then go, gosh, I wonder why I should have called it at 55 seconds. But here we go. Gage Reese there checking some signals, waiting for a guy to get off the field. Here we go.
One guy off, one man in motion. Rolling back, going to hand off to Rena. Rena trying to get the first down, get about two out to the 49. It'll be second down. He'll be wanting to hurry up. He's down under a minute and 52 seconds now. They'd like to get down there and get. They're going to hurry up. You got Reese is the quarterback. Blaker out in the slot. He goes in motion. Back to pass. Looking to pass. He's got a man trying to go down the middle. And he's going to overthrow him by about a yard. Wow. Number five that time. Connor was open, but he overthrew him about a yard and a half that time.
Great idea. He had him open.
But, you know, guys, that's the one thing about it. When you don't throw the ball that often, to me, that's what could happen. Your timing.
Exactly. And that might have been a timing issue more than anything right there. It'll be fourth down and one. Colton still in at quarterback now. Out wide is Cody Couch at receiver position.
Well, as much as anything, you got to get the first down.
Yep.
You know, your timeouts aren't going to mean anything. You only need to get a yard. If you give the appearance like you're going to maybe throw it or go deep, and then you buy some time for your quarterback.
Give it to the up back, and I don't think if he got it or not. No, they're saying no. He's down at the 49. Defense, I think, held him right there, fellas.
They ran a dive right up the middle, and next thing you know, Hunter Robertson, playing linebacker, ends up making a stop in the backfield. Maybe a foot, Joe. I'm not sure, but they didn't gain any yards. They lost a little bit. Now North Hall will take over on downs.
Now, big defensive stop right here with 30 seconds left before the half. It might have given them a glimmer of hope to do something, maybe get three on the board here before the half. The Chesapeake went for it right up the middle, trying to fool North Hall, I guess, a little bit. North Hall didn't bite on it, and they stop them. Now, they want to score in a hurry right here.
There you go, Joe. Look for Ty Kemper, Cole Cable.
Four wideouts looking to pass far side. Get it over to Cable. Cable caught it. He's run out of bounds at the 45, giving him about four.
Smart play. Smart play. Runs a hitch route, catches the ball about 5 yards down the field. And as he's coming back to the quarterback, he knows there's a little bit of room to get to the outside. He takes advantage. He doesn't gain any extra yardage, but more importantly, he stops the clock.
Wade Porter comes in for James Holloman on the line. Wade wears number 58, and he is a junior. Second down, about six. Four wideouts, ball on far hash mark. Sleeman rolls to this side. Looks. Got a man open right here at the 30. He's going to run out of bounds right there. It's going to be Ty Kemp. Catches it at the 31, then rolls out of bounds, being tackled right there by number one, Isaiah Sanders at the 30.
But you know, very similar to the ball game ended last Friday night on that last drive where they were trailing East Hall and ended up scoring. They had only 30 seconds to score there in that part of the fourth quarter, remember?
Yep, they've got three timeouts, 20 seconds left. Ball is on the 30-yard line of Chesapeake.
Very wisely, they were going to the outs. Okay, now they might try to go in because they only need 30 yards, and they still have all three of those timeouts to use.
Ball near hash mark. Sleeman back. Got a man coming on him. He double pumps, throws it to this side. He's got it over here to number 8. McGarvey gets away at the 10, the 5 out of bounds at the 6. And the counterback knocked him out at the 7. McGarvey, nice job, came back to it there, fellas, and made a catch. Then went inside and picked up the extra yardage down to the 8-yard line.
Joe, if you're a defender, aren't you thinking, okay, he's going to want to get out of bounds, but he doesn't. He goes inside. He gets to about where the bottom of the numbers are, gains another 10, 15 yards before he makes his way to the sideline, gets knocked out of bounds at the 7.
That's knowing how many timeouts you got left there. You got three wideouts. You got one back. That is Adams next to Sleeman. Sleeman rolls to the near side. Looking, wants to run now to the 5, the 4, the 3, knocked out of bounds around the 3-yard line with 5 seconds on the clock. Now, do you have time to run a play and then get an attempt to kick it?
Well, with 5 seconds, you can get two plays off. If the first one, you get rid of the ball in a hurry.
Yeah. You don't have time to roll out right there. You'll lose time.
And then you kick a field goal from there. Now, it's a sharp angle. The ball's on the left hash.
North Hall will call a timeout right there with 5 seconds left, up by 17 here in the first half.
They want to make sure they got the right play. And everybody there on the field knows to call timeout as soon as they see a reception or a player that gets knocked down in play. Call timeout.
And I'm sure also the officials have been told the same thing. If we don't score on the sidelines, everybody, we're calling timeout.
We want a timeout, exactly.
Well, an incomplete pass will obviously, the officials will stop the clock, and it'll just be whether or not they got to come upstairs here to the booth to be, hey, did he get it before the time was all expired? They'll work that out.
North Hall breaks the huddle. Chesapeake breaks their huddle. 5 seconds left, 24-7 North Hall. Ball is on the 3-yard line near hash mark. You will have Sleeman in the backfield. He's got Parker Carlton. He's got Justin Allen on either side of him. Two wideouts. Going to hand off to Allen. Allen going to get through a guy. Touchdown, Trojans. He just headbutted a guy on the line, on the goal line, and knocked him down back into the end zone for the touchdown, did Justin Allen.
Well, we got about a 7-yard head start. He got the ball in the backfield and runs it along the left-hand side. Good block there by tight ends, tackles, guards. Everybody's making a nice move. Parker Carlton was going to his left initially, but he kind of slides and skates down the line of scrimmage a little bit, makes contact right at the goal line. I think it was Colton Steele that tried to hit him, and unfortunately Colton did not win that battle.
Vining back to put him up by Moore. That kick is up, and it's going to be good, 31-7, and that is your halftime.
And we'll see if we can talk with Coach Sean Pender here with Gary. If Gary's microphone was working down there on the field.
No. Nope.
Gary down there?
Not going to work.
No, I don't think so either. We get with him here at halftime with that. But at halftime, as Joe mentioned, it is North Hall 31, Chesapeake 7 on the Battle of Highway 60. We're back with the United Community Halftime Report after this timeout on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
And we're back here at the Brickyard at Lincoln Trail Stadium at North Hall High School. Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Harper Bell, Mike Weifert with you here for the 24th renewal of this matchup, this rivalry between Chesapeake and North Hall. Trojans looking again very impressive. I mentioned the pregame show. North Hall scored 41 points in week number one, 43 in week number two. Last week, 51. Here in the first half, they scored 31 points. As North Hall has scored on every possession in the first half of play, and Chesapeake with a big task in the second half of play with this wing T offense coming from behind. They'll get the ball to start things off in the second half of play. But North Hall scored quickly
a lot of the time. They won the toss and got the opening possession and drove down 69 yards in nine plays, ate up 3 minutes, 59 seconds off the clock. But Chesapeake's defense stopped the Trojans on the six-yard line, and Walker Vining had to come in to put the Trojans on the board to start things off this evening.
Gray running the play clock. It's inside nine. The kick is up, and it is on top of the old field house, and it is good. 3-0 North Hall.
But then Chesapeake got the football for the first time in the ball game, and they had an 80-yard scoring drive, which took 8 minutes off the clock, and they scored on the final play of the first quarter.
Third down and goal. Put a man in motion. Going to pitch out to Plemons. Got a block on the far side. Touchdown, Chesapeake.
And with the PAT, the War Eagles led at that point by a score of 7-3. But then North Hall scores four touchdowns in the second quarter as they get the next position and drove it downfield quickly.
Three wideouts, two on the far side. Ball's on the near hash mark. Sleeman will take it after the snap. Hand off to Allen. Allen cuts inside. Touchdown, Trojans.
It took only three plays and 60 yards to score on that drive, and North Hall takes the lead 10-7. Then here come the problems for the War Eagles in the second quarter of play. They had a three and out, and then punting at the end of their end zone. North Hall got outstanding field position on the 31-yard line of Chesapeake and drove it down for their next touchdown.
Lehman to Allen. Allen across the 10. The 5 pushing down there. Touchdown, Trojans.
After the PAT, that made it 17-3 North Hall here in the second quarter of play. Same thing again. War Eagles get into trouble offensively. North Hall defense starting to shut down the running game of Chesapeake. Trojans get it back with another scoring drive.
Two wideouts. You've got Dawson Gray and Kemp on this side. Three wideouts because Cable's out far on the far side. And off to Parker again. Parker inside the 5. Did he dive in and get it? Well, then they're going to say he's short. Touchdown, Trojans!
Yeah, they changed the mind and they said, yes, he did get into the end zone there. And then Chesapeake had one more chance to score in the second quarter, but they were stopped on fourth down, and North Hall was able to score in just 30 seconds. And again, a touchdown run by Allen.
Going to hand off to Allen. Allen going to get through a guy. Touchdown, Trojans! He just headbutted a guy on the line, on the goal line and knocked him down back into the end zone.
And that ended the scoring in the first half with North Hall, again, scoring four touchdowns in the second quarter. And they lead here at halftime by a final score here at halftime of 31-7. You hear the band out on the field here at the Brickyard, and it is a great atmosphere for high school football on this Friday night with the Battle of Highway 60. We're back with more of our halftime shows. You're tuned to the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Now, back to the United Community Halftime Report.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some of the statistics here from the first half. North Howell had 13 first downs, 12 rushes for 106 yards, 161 yards in the air, so a total of 267 yards. They had three penalties for 25 yards. Chastity, six first downs. They had 23 rushes for 55 yards, three receptions on five attempts, 51 yards in the air, 106 total yards. They ended up punting twice for an average of 27 yards. They had one fumble where a ball hit the ground, but it was not recovered by North Hall. They recovered it, Chastity did. And they had one penalty for 17 yards. That was that pass interference penalty. Let's look at some of the offensive stats here for the visiting Chastity War Eagles. Ben Plemons, 13 carries, 51 yards for him. He has one touchdown. Johan Reyna, six carries, 25 yards for him. His longest was an 8-yarder. Blake Connor carried the ball 2 yards for a total of negative 1 yard. And Gage Reese had one carry for negative 5 yards. That was a sack, 22 total, 70 yards. And then when you take away the team penalty, works out to 55. Passing, Gage Reese was 3 for 5, 51 yards there. Cody Couch had one catch for 18 yards. Joe Blaker had one for 20. And Judson Wilson had one for 13 yards. So a total of 3 receptions for 51 yards. That's the Chastity War Eagles. Now in terms of North Hall, the home team, rushing yards, basically Alex Schliemann had 2 rushes for 8 yards. Smith McGarvey had 1 for 0 yards, no gain there. And Justin Allen had 5 carries for 38 yards, but guess what? He had 3 touchdowns there. Parker Carlton had 4 carries for 61 yards. Welcome back, Parker. Had a great season last year. I remember watching him running into people. Instead of avoiding tackle, he was looking for contact to try to hit as many people. Now he's kind of being shifty. Now he's working with his feet, and the results there, obviously much better. But 4 touchdowns on the ground, 12 carries, 106 yards. In the air, Alex Schliemann was 13 for 15. Can't ask for much better than that. 151 yards. No touchdowns, but he certainly got close on a couple of occasions. Here's where the catches are for the 15. Cole Cable had 5 for 35 yards. Ty Kemp had 5 for 74 yards. Smith McGarvey had 3 for 52 yards. Total of 13 receptions. Again, 161 yards. And that's a look, Mike, at the first half highlights.
And coming up next, we'll bring you some halftime scores from across the area. More as you're tuned to the United Community Halftime Report. Here at halftime is North Hall 31, Chastity 7. Back with more after this on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security. Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Now, more of the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
And back here from Lincoln Trail Stadium at the Brickyard at North Hall, you've heard the halftime highlights for the first half and also the stats. Now gives you some scores across the area. Well, here's a matchup, guys, down at City Park Stadium, Bobby Groom Field, a matchup of two top 10 teams in the state in their respective classifications, and two of the teams that have the biggest wins in the GHSA history, all-time wins, Carrollton and Gainesville. The Trojans leading the Red Elephants at half, not even halftime, but still late in the second quarter, 16-8 the score in that one, with Carrollton leading Gainesville. Last year, Carrollton had a big number against the Elephants, handing Gainesville their first loss last year. This year, both teams remain undefeated going into this game, so one will come out with a loss this evening, with the Carrollton team leading 16-8 late in the second quarter. Also, it is at halftime down in Norcross, Greater Atlanta Christian on top of Lumpkin County, 21-14. Team that North Hall will see in a few weeks on the road, and Jasper Pickens is up in Cleveland, and they are shutting out White County 27-0, and Chad Bennett, they've been having a lot of trouble scoring points so far this year, Joe, with all the injuries they've had and the youth of that ball club. Another shutout, 27-0 right now at halftime for Pickens over White County. No score yet for Cherokee Bluff.
I got one. Four minutes in the second quarter. Cherokee Bluff 14, Banks County 7.
Okay. And that one, of course, Mark Holler is the new head coach at Banks County, as he came in after the first game when the Leopards lost to East Hall, as their coach was fired after that first game, and they were in a big mess. But, you know, Joe, it's amazing. It had to take some time to get the system. It's a brand-new system, both offense and defense, for Coach Hollers there at Banks County.
Well, Coach Hollers had already retired from Commerce and come up and was the offensive coordinator, so offensively didn't have to change much. But now, all of a sudden, you go from I'm just running this to now running the whole program. So, you know, everybody still had to buy. And he's got some young guys. He's got two or three guys experienced enough to really slide in and know what to do. But now I think, you know, that they're kind of struggling a little bit. But Coach Hollers, you know, only giving up 14 right down to Banks or to Cherokee Bluff. That's pretty good.
Now, also a low scoring affair, surprisingly, is that Buford's on top of Douglas County, 14-7 late in the first half there at Philip Beard Stadium. Teams that had the evening off, a lot of them, East Hall, West Hall, Flowery Branch, Johnson, Dawson County, all with the evening off. We heard a few moments ago that Lakeview Academy is losing to George Walton Academy. Lee Coleman told me during game plan, George Walton's probably the best team right now in this region of the GIAA in North Georgia.
Well, last year they went down to George Walton and beat them, and this year George Walton's up 23-0 here in the second quarter on that one. And here's an interesting one, that Bremen, the Raven County, had to go down to Bremen tonight. Bremen's winning that one 3-0.
How about that? And the one I'm really curious about, Joe, my upset special could be Riverside against Athens Christian. Talking with both Lee Coleman and with Jeff Lee, the head coach at Riverside, with the game that the Eagles have had the last 2 weeks, very competitive, much better than they have been in a long, long time. They broke that five-year losing streak a few weeks ago against Cross Keys and lost last week in region play against Bethlehem Christian. Tonight they are playing Athens Christian, and that's a team they might could beat. And if he does, you'll hear Coach Jeff Lee tomorrow morning on the Saturday Morning Sports Show here on 97.5 Glory FM. And, of course, coming tomorrow night, Harper will be with us along with Dave Cohen down at Center Park Credit Union Stadium, as we'll bring you college football from Georgia State, starting with the Panther pregame show countdown to kickoff at 6:30. Kick off the game at 7 o'clock as the Murray State Racers go up against Georgia State. And Harper, you'll find out there's some young men from North Georgia here locally here in the Hall County area that are playing for Murray State.
Yeah, they got a couple guys from Gainesville, absolutely. And they're 0-2. Georgia State's 0-2. Mike, I'm going to make a crazy prediction, unless it's some sort of a tie. Someone is going to get their first win on Saturday evening. Yeah, I know I'm not very smart, but I might be able to figure that one out.
We're going on a limb, aren't you, for that one?
I really am. You know, but you know, there's so many good players that come out of this region, out of the Dalton area or Calhoun, and they all want to go to Alabama and Clemson, don't they? Or play for the University of Georgia. Well, they only get 24 a year, and those schools pick all over the country. Colleges around the nation will come to Georgia and say, I think I can find a kid that can play for me.
Yeah.
I think he could be a good student. I think he could stay in school. I think he'll want to stay here. And, you know, the success rate has been amazing. And so Murray State, yep, they're going to come down and they're going to pluck a few kids every year. And they have done it, especially here in the Gainesville, North Hall area.
Habersham's up on Loganville 14-0 there, Michael.
Okay, that's it around halftime, too.
Yes, sir.
From that standpoint, up, mm-hmm. That was up at Raider Stadium, Larry Blackfield.
Correct.
In that ball game this evening. Again, join me tomorrow morning at 9:05 for the Saturday Morning Sports Show. We'll talk high school, college, and pro sports tomorrow morning. And then we'll have that ball game with Georgia State coming up tomorrow night. We may have some time, Joe, tomorrow morning. If you want to talk with us tomorrow morning, you can. We may talk about the GHSA had their first meeting back on Wednesday. With the reclassification committee, and they're looking at really changing high school sports in the future. And I don't know if it's going to be for the better from that standpoint. So that's going to be something we can talk about tomorrow morning on the Saturday Morning Sports Show, starting at 9:05 right here on 97.5 Glory FM. Of course, we're back here next Friday night as North Hall will take on White County in their homecoming game. The Hall of Fame ceremonies take place next week. Class number two, we've already talked with Greg Williams. And there are others we'll be talking about throughout the evening. They'll be inducted next week. Of course, our friend Andrew Smith, who was everything here in his time at North Hall. Also, the late Jim Lofton, who was a coach of North Hall's first ever playoff game, Joe, back mm-hmm. in 1989.
Yep.
I can still remember the goalposts here being down the ground like praying hands after they defeated Gainesville the last game of the regular season, 1989. Yep. One of the biggest wins in North Hall history at that time. And also, the late Marie Faulkner, who was a girls' basketball coach here twice in 1970 and then in 1980. And she'll be inducted coming up next week. And there are others we'll be talking about throughout the evening here on 97.5 Glory FM. By the way, you still can purchase tickets as the Hall of Fame ceremonies take place at 5 p.m. next Friday night. You get a ticket to the game along with your meal, and you get a chance to be a part of the ceremony coming up next Friday night here at North Hall High School. And by the way, Chesapeake back at home, and they'll be home against the Lumpkin County Indians coming up next week in week number two of Region 6 AAA play. We've got much more before you get ready for the second half. Is your tune to 97.5 Glory FM with the United Community Halftime Report.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins, your representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon, receiving an inheritance, selling a business, or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable, quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
This has been the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM. The second half kickoff is coming up next.
As we count down to the start of the second half of play, guys, one of the biggest things, Harper, you know this, with this offense run by Chesley, they'll get the football to start the second half. is that it's difficult to catch back up in a hurry with that offense.
Yeah, if you're going to be a wing T option, wishbone type offense, time of possession is key. And they lost control of that game, in my opinion, Mike, on that third possession. First one, they drive all the way down and score. The second one, they punt. It's that third one where they punted for the second time that they go, uh-oh, now there's a shift in that. North Hall was scoring on every possession, and they did. And unfortunately, Chastity has a long way to go. But the good news is that they're going to get the ball back. They get down the field. They get a touchdown. The momentum will be on the defense to get a stop. And next thing you know, some great things can happen. But it's critical because the time, the clock, and your offense are all working against you right at the moment.
Well, you know, too, I compare them almost to Lakeview Academy, is that the numbers are just not there for Chastity like Lakeview compared to North Hall. And you got guys going both ways, and you concentrate one side of the football, then all of a sudden you got to go to the other side. And it's difficult to do that, especially when you're going both ways.
Yeah, most of the coaches for decades back when you were a kid, it was, hey, your best players on defense, you put them there, so hey, you're never going to lose if they can't score on you. Worst can happen is you get a tie.
Well, our best players when I was in school played both sides because we only had like 15 people
playing. You only got it, so Chuck Bednarik was a part of that, I'm sure. Yep. Right back in those days.
Yep.
And, you know, and you know what, you didn't want to come off the field.
Yep.
You know, there's a time limit as you're a junior. Hey, how many games do I have left? I'm not coming out. I don't want anyone to play.
We
in
never
my
had
spot.
More than about 30 kids playing anyway. Well, I mean, I think that was right even with Michael. So
well,
everybody had to
Joe remembers too, Harper, when I played my senior year here, my only year, it was like that we had so few players. Finally, the coach would look around and go like, okay, Wofford, get in there, yeah. That kind of thing.
I don't have a choice. Wofford, let's go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Walker Vining will tee it up at the 40. He'll be kicking off to Chastity here to start the second half. Back deep. Looks to be Colton Steele. You've got Blaker back there, and I believe that other guy is Cody Couch. There's the kick. Good. Line drive down to about the 10. Couch, it looks like at the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30. Almost drug down. That was number 5, Blake Connor. Blake gets it out to about the 29-yard line. Decent return of about almost 20 yards there, guys.
Cole Lindley got him. I tell you, I'm going to echo what you guys said. I'm going to be a little more emphatic, though. If Chastity doesn't score a touchdown on this drive, it's going to be a long night for the Warriors for the rest of this game.
I don't want to jinx us, but the rain's all to the other side of the state right now, and we played that first half in about an hour and a half, so maybe the gods are looking out for us tonight. They kind of go reverse up the other side, and the man gets loose for Chastity out to about the 35-yard line. It was Plemons that time, and he shot across the 33 to the 34. It'll be second down to about 6 now.
Well, he runs the War Eagles. Ben Plemons just gives everything he has, it seems like, on each and every carry. He's not the biggest guy out there, but he's big enough. And he's not the fastest guy, but he hits hard, and he just gives everything. And it's so much fun to watch him play.
He's a fun, yeah.
Atypical high school guys. You know, he may never play at the next level, but he's having a great time out here now.
Reese gives it off this time to, I believe that was Connor that time, went the other direction. And Connor gets about
Blake
3.
Connor, yep.
Get about 3 yards. It'll be third down and 4 now for Chastity. Kind of misdirection going towards the far sideline.
Thing about North Hall, guys, they put a lot of hats on the ball.
Yes.
When I look at the summary of the tackles of every game, it's a bunch of assists on tackles.
They track it well as they go out through there. One guy out wide to the far side. That's probably going to be Couch. One balloon flowing right in front of us.
Uh-oh, ball on the ground.
Ball went on the ground. Did anybody pick it up? Yep.
Yep.
Reese picked it up, and he's going to give him credit for about maybe back to the line of scrimmage to the 36, and that's where they'll spot it at.
Bad quarterback exchange. Gary, I guess that's what you were going to say as well. It's so costly. We both all have been mentioning that how critical it is in Chastity. I'm just going to be polite and just say, looks like they just shot themselves in the foot.
Disastrous. Yep. That was disastrous.
Fourth
they actually
down and
wound
four.
Up losing about 2 or 3 yards, Joe.
Yep. You got Lindleaf and Kemp back. Burke with a high punt. Nose coming down now, and they'll take a fair catch to 32. We'll tie Kemp. Trojans will take over first and 10 from right there.
I think they're going to spot it at the 31. So that's 33-yard punt, no return.
The guys in this rivalry now, Northall's going to go for blood right now.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have to put the nail in the coffin right here, and I think one more would probably do it.
9:55 left here in the third quarter. Northall by 24 points. If they could have, if Chesterfield could at least run the clock out at the end of the first half to leave it at 17 points, it might have been a little different.
Oh, yeah.
But getting that last touchdown at the very end of the quarter made some difference, I believe.
And what a game Farmers have it.
Now,
when they get down close, they give it to the big guy, and he totes it in.
Yes, he does. He's running upright a lot, too. Don't mind banging heads. They'll have it right in the middle of the field. You'll have 1, 2, 3 wideouts. Dawson Gray will be a tight end. You'll have Sleeman in the backfield with Allen. You're going to flip it over here to Cole. Cable trying to come outside to the 30, the 35, and one guy knocks him down, and a flag comes in at the 31.
Should be a hold there on Justin Allen.
The tackle was made by Blake Connor.
And that's their first one of the night, believe it or not.
That might be a record. We need to write that down.
But they have cleaned it up big time.
Holding on North Hall, and as Mike said, the first penalty of the night when they've been averaging 9 or 10 a game.
Well, that's the first one. They had 3 in the first half. Remember, they had the 2 procedure penalties on the PATs, that 15-yard personal foul.
My bad.
Yeah, I said Farmer Allen is the guy I meant, and he was going to be maybe flagged for that one. But that's going to knock North Hall back a little bit.
Knocks him back to the 21. It's first down and 20. You'll have Cable and Gray out to the far side. You'll have McGarvey and Kemp to this side. Allen in the backfield, and they draw Chesterfield. Chesterfield is three linemen just roll backwards right there. McGill, Holloman, and Ham, as they just come up, push him, and they roll backwards. Defensive penalty is going to pick up 5 yards on the penalty.
Offensively, every one of the offensive linemen, there's a signal or there's some call, and they go, no matter what, don't move. Yep. Right? Don't move. And then it was great fake there by Alex Schliemann, and he just made hut, and everybody went across the scrimmage. You push everybody over, you look like dominoes, you take the 5 yards, and you fight for another play.
Schliemann takes it, rolls out to the far side this time, looking to pass, throwing a long one over the top, complete, no, he dropped it. He got off his man defensively right there.
Two flags back in the backfield, guys.
Marcos Quijada.
That might be an offensive pass interference.
Got off the defender right there. He was the defender. And Cable got off of him, kind of pushed him out of the way, came back and missed it. Got a personal foul, head-to-head contact or whatever they call it, on North Hall, so it'll push him back 15.
Well,
half the distance, they're saying, back to the 13-yard line.
Trojans are just going backwards right now, and that gives a little hope to Chesterfield.
Now, Joe,
the clock is not your friend.
You know as good as I do, Joe. Right now, they may be getting emotional with this big lead.
Yeah, and you can't do that. You still got to play, as we often say, play within yourself. You know, you play with emotion, but not emotionally, as we've said a lot. 9:05, and the clock turns. Not one man in motion. That's Adams. Schliemann rolls to this side. Going to pass it out to Gray. Gray to 10, to 15, to 20. Got to block the 30.
Great block.
The 35, the 40. The 45, the 50. He's got the first down. Pushed out of bounds by Colton Steele and Blake Connor.
What a great block there by Mason McGill. He just kept his feet moving and chopping. I think it was number 5, Blake Connor, who was out there as an outside linebacker. And if nothing else, no penalty or anything, just my guy's not going to make the tackle. He didn't. And Dawson Gray just sprints right by. What did he pick up on that play? About 40 yards?
It was at the 12, the 13, and he got out to the 49, so it was 37 yards.
Great play call and well executed. Next thing you know, you're right out at midfield.
First and 10 for the Trojans at the 49. 4 wideouts on the near hash mark. Schliemann claps the hands, takes it, hands off to Allen. Allen, 5, 10, 15, down to the 30, and finally gets broke down. Oh, he's still running down to the 24-yard line. Holy Michael.
Well, you got a couple of big guys there. You got Dawson Gray at 220, and you got Allen there, who's about 200 pounds or more, and they're just running over people now.
The 26, 27 yards on the carry. Number 23, Justin Allen, says he's a senior. And I tell you what, he's running with all that confidence in the world, the big man is. 3 wideouts, Schliemann to pass. Got a man. Oh, he threw it, almost intercepted by Blake Connor.
Well, he misses Ty Kemp. He throws it way out of his range, and it bounces off Kemp, and hits the Chesterfield defender right in the noggin.
Yeah, Connor is just kicking himself for not coming down with that. Hit him right in the middle of that five.
Yeah. It kind of tipped off of, may have tipped off of Ty Kemp's hand just a tad, and Blake Connor had a chance in it and could not corral it. Second down, 10 yards to go, 8-18. North Hall leads it 31-7. Ball's on the 23-yard line. One man in motion, that is McGarvey. Hands off to Allen across the 30-20, the 15, still toting it down to the 11.
Well, Brody Burke holding on for dear life, made contact about the 20, gets dragged down to, what is that, the 13, the 12-yard line?
Looks like he's on about the 13s where they're going to spot it at.
Well, I don't know what they call him, but in the old style, he's your fullback because he is just banging in there.
And about a minute ago, they were on, North Hall was on their own 13.
Well, he looks like Derrick Henry out there. I
he
mean,
does.
Just a
big boy, stocky kid.
People are just dragging, and they don't want to hit him. He already has three touchdowns tonight. He's going to come out of the ballgame.
He'll come out, and Jacob Adams will come in the game now. North Hall lined up. You got McGarvey back in the quarterback this time. McGarvey takes the snap, rolls to the snap. He's going to drive it in there himself. Down to the 10, got knocked back at the 11.
Hey, Joe, just between you, me, and you, Gary, if Smith McGarvey is going to do something like the Wildcat, he's going to keep it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, he didn't want to pitch it. He wants to get the yards for himself.
Exactly.
You know, he got to play half the time last year, and now he's fighting for some air time. Doesn't, 2 yards there on the pickup?
Might
he's
have got
going to stay in at quarterback.
Yeah. Second down and 8. McGarvey stays in with Adams in the backfield with him. Three wideouts all on the far side. Hand off to Adams. Adams across the 5. Touchdown, Trojans.
They hit him at the 1, but he kept his feet moving.
Wow.
And, you know, when you put Jacob Adams in there for Justin Allen, you give away about 62 pounds, but the little guy just toted it right up the center and knocked it into the end zone.
Both those guys are seniors, and I'm like, okay, where were they last year? Of course, we had some other workhorses back there last year. Walker Vining in there to attempt the extra point with 6:56. Got a penalty on there. Somebody must have rolled
another
the football.
Another penalty. Yeah. If I'm the special teams coach, I know my head coach is going to be really mad at me at the end of this game. win by 50 points, but he's going to be mad at me because of how sloppy my guys look.
That is the third procedure penalty on VAT.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was about to say, isn't that a bunch of illegal procedures on the points after?
Yep, three of them now. Vining back up to the 15 to 25-yard extra point attempt. Snap, hold, the kick is up, and it is through there, 38-7, North Hall with 6:56.
And we're back with the kickoff in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable, quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Walker Vining kicks off. It comes down to number 18 there on
the far
side. Goes up across midfield. One man finally drags him out. It might have been Vining there around the 40-yard line. And North Hall, a flag comes down at the 38.
Well, he grabbed him around the shoulder pads. I don't know if the flag is about tackling with a horse collar or anything, but he grabbed the shoulder pads. He didn't grab him by the back of the shoulder pads. He grabbed him by the pad over the shoulder.
Yeah. The angle we have here, Gary, is he tackled him after he was already out of bounds.
Oh, maybe that's it.
And Joe Blaker, ends up giving a nice little forearm shove there to Vinings after he gets up. So it could be offsetting. We're going to find out here in just a second.
Down,
face mask is what I just heard our PA announcer Jody Kenny say. They kicked it. He ran it back to the 35 of North Hall. Add 15 on top of that. Chester T is going to be at the North Hall 20 for their first down here in the third quarter.
Well, nice shot in the arm here for Chestity. Special teams making something, you know, they've been kind of stagnant with their kickoff returns. Yeah. They had four of them and didn't get past the 25-yard line on any of them. Now they're in the 20-yard line going the other way.
Reeks rolls out to the near side looking to run a man. Ben just out of his reach. Hit him in the left hand as he reached for it. Couldn't corral it. Now he's got a cramp in the right leg. Look at that. Ooh, it caught him bad. He can't stand up on it, bless his heart. Trainer for North Hall goes out there in a hurry.
Yeah.
Cody out there. And, you know, that's one of those things. I know you've had them before, and I have too. And you get a cramp, and you're just like, I can't move at all. This thing hurts.
Yeah.
Hurts, tickles, stings, all
that
stuff.
Mine usually at 3 in the morning, after you go to sleep, those are the ones that you go, you're so tired, you're not going to do anything for it. Now he's got two people that are helping him from a medical situation. But, you know, and I have to admit, I go, we're kind of late in the season. It's kind of cool.
Right.
But that's how hard these guys are playing. Sure. You give it everything that you have. And Ben Clemens.
Oh, it's turned his foot in. It's cramped so bad.
He's been on every play, too.
Just about, yeah.
So it's their trainer's out there, too. That's the ball-headed guy.
But when you see it happen, it happens in the second half.
Yeah, exactly. You know, in the first part of the season, when it's still in the 90s, you may see it early on, second quarter or whatever. Later in the season, if you see it, especially on cool nights, as Harper said, you know, that and they're in condition. You don't have to worry about that, as Coach Cunningham lets us know. I think it's just because he's been out there and probably hadn't had enough water
right
here.
Because it's cooler. I'm in better shape. I don't need the water. Right. Well, you don't realize just how much these guys are.
Well, he's walking a lot better.
Exercising and how much energy they're exuding.
Now he's walking across there now, isn't he, Gary? He's not. Yeah. Favoring it as much.
Well, when he first stood up, his foot turned in. It was cramping so bad.
Yeah. All right.
Well, the good news is I bet he'll be in probably 3 or 4 plays.
I'm sure.
I'm anticipating that, and I certainly hope so. He just gave a thumbs up to the sideline. Yeah, I'm okay.
Second down at 10. Chester T has the football. One man out. Wide balls on the far hash mark. Back is Reese. Reese, nobody there. He takes it himself, and he's going to go about 4 yards to about the 14 or 15 or 16 yard line. Give him about 4. It'll be second down now or third down now and about 6.
Gary, on that first possession here to start the ball game, I remember you specifically saying Chestity wants to throw the ball when they want to. Now they're in a position where they have to. There's a completely different offensive mindset here from the Chestity offense.
Cody Couch out to the near side. Ball's on the far hash mark. One guy's a slot. Raina's in the backfield.
They need 6.
With Connor. Reed's going to go out, going to hand off to 18 coming around the near side. He's going to get down to the 10 and pushed out of bounds around the 7.
Should be a first down for Blaker.
Joe Blaker. And, he's down about between the 6 and 7-yard line. And John Millar on the defensive back makes the tackle. Blaker with a nice run that time to get the first down, Gary.
And let's give guard Christian Jordan a little bit of credit right there, Joe, on a nice pull there to help clear the way.
First down and goal at the between the 7.5, I'll say 7.5 yard line. Reese will hand off this time to a new running back, and he gets tackled at the 6. Number 4, that is Brody Burke.
Yep,
hadn't
Brody
seen
Burke.
Him back there tonight, and Brody got maybe back to the line of scrimmage now, they're saying.
Well,
second down.
You're 4 down territory now. You know, the field goal does you no good. Not at this stage of the game.
Well, it does one thing. It would keep you from having a running clock in the fourth quarter.
But I'm thinking, you know, they don't want any more of those Tyrick victories.
Well, and as much as you'd love to have him in, Ben Clemens is on the training table over there on the far bench, and he's getting his knee. Obviously, a high ankle sprain is what they're concerned about, but just basically loosening those muscles up again so he can get back out on the field.
Reeves back. Looking to pass this time. Got a man coming on, and 2 guys are going to knock him down right there at the 14-yard line.
He was absolutely sandwiched between Hanan Portillo and Dalton Hulsey. They made a war eagle sandwich right there with him in the middle.
Portillo, just a sophomore, comes in off the defensive line.
He's a big boy.
Helps on the tackle.
5'11", 210 is Portillo.
Here's part of the problem when you run. You're always having your linemen go forward, right? They're always going forward. When they have to go backwards, mm-hmm. and they're not very good at it, and you got a rush that's as diverse yep. as what Northall has, guess what? Every time they've tried to throw, they've had a quarterback with a guy in his face that's wearing the wrong color jersey.
They don't want any more moral victories here than getting points. They need a touchdown.
4:15, reach back to pass, and we got a flag on the play.
Before
not
the
be delay a game. I think he had delay a game on Chester T.
Well,
one thing about Joe right now is the Northall defense, we old-fashioned saying, they pin their ears back and just go at them.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, from that second possession on, the defense for Northall figured out what happened that first drive and have kept them really at bay.
Yeah, well, they really did. And, I mean,
Chester T calls a timeout right there.
All right, we'll take a 30-second timeout, Nathan. Back with more football here for Northall on 97.5 Glory FM.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered. So we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
So be curious to see what Chester T calls here.
Yeah, they're still in their timeout. It is 4:14 left here in the third. Northall by 31 points is where we are. There's the tune of the whistle as they'll bring them back out to get set for play now. Jackson County over Madison County in the third, 30-7. That game being played in Jackson County.
And Joe, if you don't mind real quick, just on what we did before we took that little 30-second break. Two punts, downs, another punt, and now this is their only drive on special teams. The defensive coordination of fixing things for Northall has been absolutely outstanding after that first drive.
Reese going to run it now, trying to get the first down. Oh, he got tackled, hit hard at the 5-yard line. And that's where they'll turn it over on downs, right there at the 5. Northall, or is this fourth? This is fourth down.
This is fourth down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's goal, so there is no getting a first down.
Michael Donatelli came in and got the tackle. He got a big one a few minutes ago, and he just got another one. Donatelli.
At 5'4", 170 pounds.
The spark plug, or the fire plug, I guess you'd call him in there, the little guy.
Fourth and goal from the 5.
Fourth down and goal. Two wideouts this side. Rolling out to this side. Reese. And he's going to get tackled. No, Dalton Hulsey slowed him down. And three other green jerseys came in and made the tackle.
Just ate him up.
Yeah, big time. That was Dawson Reed finished him off. But Dalton Hulsey slowed him down tremendously. Yep. And it'll go over on downs at the 12-yard line.
Well, they've ran that play successfully in the first drive where you got three guys. One guy in the flat, one guy running a drag route, another guy is either running a post or a corner. He's clearing things out. Completely read and reacted to perfectly by the defense there at Northall. And the pressure from the front four was outstanding. You got to the quarterback. You get in his lane. He has nowhere to throw, Gary. And next thing you know, he's just getting eaten up for an 8-yard loss.
Yeah, you shut down the receivers, and it's kind of hard to throw when you got four people on your face.
Northall be in there. You've got Sleeman. No, that's McGarvey back in. McGarvey rolls out to the far side. He's going to take it and lose. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. Looked like he lost about a half yard. Just second down and 11 now for the Trojans. Colton Cassell, or could be Castle. I know back in the old days it was Cassell. Makes the tackle.
Like Howard Cassell?
Like Howard Cassell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you ever throw a brick at a TV like what everybody else would do whenever they'd see Howard on?
Because Leon would have took me outside and
Woody?
I would not have come back in that night.
Wait, we've only got one TV in this house, and you're not going to throw a brick in anything.
I never played the game.
Lumpkin and GAC tied at 21, according to this. Pass out to Kemp.
Nice throw.
Kemp at the 22, the 30, and pulled out of bounds right there at the 32-yard line. That's going to be about a 20-yard pickup. 22-yard pickup down to the 35.
And Joe, I know you're thinking like I am. Okay, are they going to let the younger players play in this ball game, or can you just try to?
They should now.
Uh huh.
Well, I don't know if it's a breakdown on the tackling drills for the War Eagles, but or if it's the elusivity, if that's a word, by the Northall receivers, because they're just making a miss, guys.
North Oconee 28, Jefferson nothing at halftime, it looks like. McGarvey in motion. Sleeman takes the snap. Looking to pass. Looking, got time. Now coming on, and he's going to have to scramble out of there. He's going to throw it. He grounds it. He throws it basically in the ground, but he had a man in the vicinity. So that'll be
It's such a smart decision. That's a guy that has practiced well. He's learned from last year. Remember, he went through that horrible knee injury that was on the far side of the field that we were broadcasting. And, gosh, it just he looked. He had options. Nothing was open, and you know what? Just throw the ball away.
Yeah.
You can live it. You know, your stats aren't going to be quite as good, but everybody on the offense, especially the linemen, are going to love you for that. It doesn't count as a sack. It's just an incomplete pass. And guess what? Now it's 3rd and 10. You can do something from there.
2:32. Second down and 10 right now. Sleeman back. Four wideouts. Now we got a timeout called by North Hall with 2:32 in the quarter.
And we'll take it with. We're back in 1 minute here for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Rico, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
8-6, second quarter.
And we're back here at North Home. Trojans are looking for a running clock in the fourth quarter in their battle of Highway 60, leading 38-7.
We said 8-6, Joe.
8-6.
Elaborate.
Riverside losing to Athens Christian, but pretty close game right there.
They've been playing close ball games too, Joe.
Now, 2:32, they come out of a timeout, second down and 10. Sleeman with four wideouts on the near hash mark. Got Allen in the backfield. He's back to pass. Allen stays in and blocks a man. Sleeman's going to run it now across the 35 to the 37, maybe 38. And got tackled in there, number
four,
nine.
Brody Burke. And then maybe Reina.
Johan Reina in there.
I don't know why, but I watched Brody Burke that entire play, and he's going against the biggest guy on the field, Mason McGill. He's struggling. He's trying. I didn't get around him. McGill gets kind of hipped by his own guy. He gets around it. Next thing you know, he's got a path to the quarterback, and he ends up making a nice little play. It was a couple-yard gain, but Brody did a nice job to keep it from being anything more than that.
Back to pass again is Sleeman. Sleeman looks over the middle, comes back, catches to Kemp. Kemp at the 45, the 50, the 45, the 40, gets away from a guy. Down across the 40, down to about the 37-yard line is Ty Kemp, and he's finally tackled by Colton Steele.
You see what I mean by North Hall making a miss?
Can you call him elusive, Gary?
Yeah, probably should have been knocked down 8 yards before that. Gave him a little hip fake, and then he slipped a tackle or two, and that was it.
Here's what I like, Gary. When my quarterback throws to a receiver, and as soon as I make my break, the ball's in the air and it's coming to me, and I've got time, it may only be an extra foot or 2 feet difference, but when you give me that extra time to make a move and to separate from the defender because the ball is there, it makes such a difference. Tight spiral, on the money, and getting there in a hurry.
Three wideouts, far side, Sleeman drops back. Plenty of time, got a man coming on, rolls. Throws it over here. Complete. Now there's a Cole Cable inside the 10 at the 9, it looks like.
That's as good a catch as you'll see at any level of play.
Right on the sideline, too, Gary. That was a dandy catch.
Hey, came all the way across the field, jumped up with both hands, grabbed it, snatched it, and should have sidelines, but his momentum came.
Yeah, if he hadn't caught that right on the sideline, he could have gone in, I do believe. He had his man beat. They're placing it down at the nine, it looks like, 55 seconds in the quarter. Mick Dawson Gray and Alex Sleeman come back out. You got two running backs now, Allen and Adams in the backfield, two wideouts. Cable and Kemp going to hand off. No, he's rolling out the far side looking. Oh, completed. Tipped off a guy.
Tipped it.
And right there was that Ty Kemp with a touchdown. How
somebody tipped it, and Kemp was there just to snatch it up. Right, oh, look what I found.
Deja vu from last Friday night, guys.
Got tipped, kind of brought down about three quarters, and he got tipped by a defensive back for Chesterton, and there's Ty Kemp in the back of the end zone to corral it for the TD. Walker Vining
to attempt the extra point. See if they can get by without a penalty on this one. Low snap. He gets it down. The kick is up. And it is good. 45-7 with 50 seconds left in the third.
And back of Maury after this one-minute timeout on 97.5 Glory FM.
Chesterfield 17-7.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Walker Vidic sick, drives the receiver all the way back to the 5, to the 15, to the 20, and drove head first into the AstroTurf down around the 26-yard line. Can't really tell who returned that one that time. I think it might have been Connor on that side returning. With 42 seconds now, and you've got Chesterfield with the football, first and 10 on their next drive and the last drive here in the third quarter, I would presume. Cody Couch splits out wide to the near side. Joe Blaker in the slot, but actually he's going to split out here on the near side with us. Ball's on the far hash mark. Reese under center, hands off to his running back, Raina. Raina tries to come around this side, and he gets out to the 25 maybe, so he didn't gain anything. And it'll be stopped right there.
It's another tackle for Hunter Robertson. 190 pounds senior.
Second down and 10 now. Ball's at the 26, still no gain on the play.
Well, it seems like, again, I'm not trying to be Mr. I figured it out, but I know what I see, and the defense for North Hall has just been all over it, almost like they're in the huddle with Chesterfield, knowing what they're going to run. They've done a fantastic job of anticipating and making some really good plays, and trying to keep them as far outside the sticks as they can get them.
Reese with a snap, hands off to Plemons. Plemons breaks the first set across the 30, the 35. Might have got the first down. Looks like out about the 37. I believe he got it. Yeah, so he'll have 11 at the last play of the third quarter. North Hall leads it 45-7.
And we're back in the fourth quarter in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
And back here at North Hall, fourth and final quarter with a running clock.
Chesterfield have it. One guy out wide, balls in the middle field. Pitch back on the far side to number 5 at Buck Connor. Connor gets wrapped up in the backfield by Walker Davis for a big loss.
I think he's trying to flea flicker or something.
Well, yeah, they were going to throw it. And number 7, that's Cody Couch, was running a go route. They ran it the first half, and it ended up getting sniffed out. So again, good job there by the North Hall defense, especially the left side, the end, the outside linebackers, the safety going in that right place, not getting faked out.
And Harper, a big change for North Hall's defense. They allowed 80 points in the last 2 weeks.
Not tonight.
By far their best defensive game.
Second down, 10. Reese, kind of a misdirection, gives it off to Plemons coming this way, and they wrap him up. That was actually Blaker. And 80,
Dawson
95,
Reed.
Dawson Reed rolled him over for about a two-yard gain.
Yeah, Reed at 6'2", 235 is a pretty good load when he hits you.
Yes, sir, he is. Anchored that defensive line last year, doing it again this year. Third down, 9 yards to go for Chesterton. 10 minutes with a running clock. Two wideouts, two backs. Gage throws over the far side, complete over there to number seven, Couch. Couch might have got away from one guy, but then he got hammered and pushed back about 5 yards. They'll give him forward progress to the 39. It'll be fourth down and eight.
Tough on third and anything, Gary, for them. When they're trying to get a bunch of yards, you run a bubble screen. And it was sniffed out. And
well, Dalton Hulsey was right there, Harper, just to smack him as soon as he laid hands on the ball, and he went backwards.
They're going to, quarterback Burks back there to try and punt it away. Back deep is Kemp and Cable, I think. They get a pretty good kick that time by Burke. Burke's going to push Kemp way back to the 20, corrals it up to the 25, trying to find some running room. Can, and they're going to slam him down at the 27-yard line, it looks like. Good job by the defense of the punt coverage team, number 44 for Chester T right there. Judd Wilson in on the tackle.
41-yard punt, 7-yard return.
Pretty good one. That's his best punt of the night.
Yep.
Well, it ends up landing, you know, somewhere between where the deepest defender is and the up back, the guy that's actually going to try to retrieve it. And it takes a really nice bouncer in Chesterton's favor.
He had to run up. Kemp
as good as Tyler Kemp is, and he just didn't have enough blockers outside. He's coming off the field right now. He'll get a breather.
Yes, he came all the way off. Three wideouts for the Trojans. Ball on far hash marks. Lehman in the backfield. He'll take it. Hand off on the far side. Big hole on the far side. Looks like to Allen. And Allen got through there and got about 10 yards. Jacob Adams that time, 22 in the backfield.
And now it's the time to start subbing everybody out.
Yep. They're doing it. Yeah, Cole Lindley coming in. Looks like Cole Cable is done for the night. So Cole will replace Cole.
George Walton, 23, Lakeview 7 in the third quarter.
Gainesville's down trailing 22-15 in the third quarter to Carrollton.
And scored again. Lumpkin and GSA tied at 28 in the fourth. Sleeman takes it, hands off to Adams again. Adams scoots through, gets about 3 or 4 yards across the 40 to about the 42, maybe 5. It'll be second down and about 5. A second and 6, they're going to say, I guess, after the
Blake Nagala coming off real slow. He's a defensive lineman there for Chesterton. I don't know if that's as much as a cramp as it is. He's just slow to get up, maybe a little bit of an ankle.
Well, this is like a 180 from what we experienced last week, man.
Yep, second down, 6 yards to go. Direct snap back to McGarvey. McGarvey gets about 7, maybe 8, across the 50 to the 48 of Chesterton. Big first down and about an 8 or 10-yard gain for Smith McGarvey.
And even Mike would notice this, is that your backup at quarterback for North Hall, he's the guy that was the starter last year. He wants to play. He's
exactly.
not going to – this isn't a backup. This is a guy that can actually do it at the top level, and they're not going to try to skip a beat at all. He's going to want to put the ball in the end zone.
You got 1A and 1B at quarterback there. You ready to
do it? Raven County 7-3 over Bremen now in the fourth quarter down in Bremen. First down and 10, ball at the Chester T, 48-7-23 with a turning clock. Direct to McGarvey. McGarvey's got 3, 4, 5, 6 white shirts back there. Drops him back for a big loss, about a 7-yard loss.
He finally just sat down on his fanny right there because he knew if he kept trying to push his way forward, he's going to get smacked upside the head.
Best thing to do because you don't want to get hurt right there either,
Gary. That's right, because, you know, he is an important part of this offense.
Sure he is.
Whatever his status is if he's a starting quarterback, a running back, or receiver, he can play.
They're looking over to the sideline.
He's coming out. No, I'm sorry. Noah Kemp coming in. Who's
Kemp.
The backup? He's
Noah
a backup
is the freshman.
Yep.
He's going to come in at a receiver
a slot. Allen is first.
Coming back. Well, they found themselves a power back tonight, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And Parker's back there. It gives them really 2. And White comes back, gives them 3. McGarvey with a left-handed pass out here to Adams. Adams gets across the 50. Going to be brought down about the 4. Pushed out of bounds around the 46. He'll get what they lost back plus a couple of yards will be third down and about seven now.
Joe, breaking news at City Park. Gainesville with a pick six. Wow. Deep in their own territory. Carrollton was on their way to score, and a pick six. They're about to tie.
How about that?
Well, you know, Gainesville felt that the Carrollton game last season derailed their season.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it will this year.
Cherokee Bluff 24, Banks 14 in the fourth quarter.
Oh, they just had a bad step of the PAT, trailing by one, 22-21.
I bet Logan wishes he had that one back.
Yes.
Logan being my cousin, Todd's son, Logan Gailey. Timeout North Hall with 5:42 left here in the quarter.
And we'll take it with him. We're back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
North Hall with the football, comes back out of the timeouts. McGarvey, the left-hander, back to pass. Got a man open. Noah Kemp caught it into the 15, sprints into the end zone for the touchdown.
About 46 yards.
Yes, sir.
McGarvey to the other Kemp.
Noah, who is, like I said, a freshman, the youngest of the Kemp boys, I believe, just ran in there, 46-yard pitch and catch from Smith McGarvey. Well, the North Hall touchdown gives them 51 points, same as they had last week.
If nothing else, Gary, he gets to go to Thanksgiving dinner and go, yeah, I got a touchdown too.
That's right.
What's you know, you couldn't talk about me up until now.
Yeah, your siblings, you know.
Yeah. I imagine Miss
first,
K and
first
Junior
catch is a TD. Bet you guys didn't do that, older bros.
They're back to try and pass it, and they're going to be knocked down. That man, no, he got away from him, McGarvey did. He's going to lob it into the end zone, knocked away. By number four right there at the last second, Brody Burke.
He's going to try to get Dawson Reed, right?
Trying to get it to Dawson Reed, I think, was the man. Yeah, he was coming out of there. Reed was the intended receiver. Right, came out of that tight end position.
Kickoff coming up next, guys, in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins, your representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Back here at North Hall High School, North Hall leads it 51-7 now. Walker Vining came in for good high deep kick down to about the 10. That's going to be Joe Blecker. Caught it around the 10. Ooh, man, he got tripped up. We got a flag coming in from the white hat that the number five, it looked like, came in and knocked him down, Connor Harwood.
Well, he threw that with some authority, so he saw something he didn't like at all.
Yeah.
That was about a 20-yard flag toss right there.
Yeah, it was a holding on Chesterton. Wow. That's going to knock them back inside the 15 now. Winder Bear on top of Appalachie at halftime, it says here, 21-16.
I was at a middle school game one time, guys, and they just, when they're running clock, they let it run.
Just let it run.
It didn't matter. Touchdowns, out of bounds, penalties, whatever.
You can get away with that in the middle school game for sure.
I think you can.
Yeah.
That's called a homer clock attendant, right?
Gage reaches in, fakes the handoff. He's going to take it himself, trying to get out beyond the shadow of the sticks, and they stack him up around the 15-yard line. He gets about five. It'll be second down and five.
Speaking of running clock, that one just jumped about 15 seconds.
How about that? Well, you like it if you're a home team.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody's going to object to that.
They started it while the officials were marching off the penalty yards.
Yep.
But, you know, when things go bad, it looked like Chastity right there. That's probably a play that they've run since the first day of training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a dive and fake it and an RPO. And next thing you know, oops, nobody's there.
Right.
And nice little job of Gage Reese getting 5 yards out of that. It could have been a whole lot of lemonade, not many lemons.
Three wide outs, handoff to the up back, and up back's not going to get anything. It's big, big front end of the line for North Hall, just comes in and wraps him up, knocks him backwards.
Well, they're going to go into homecoming undefeated with White County, and the Warriors are struggling, right?
Yeah, injuries, yes. And youth.
New players, injuries they've had, and some of the returning guys. So,
it's all those young guys, right, Joe? Those young guys, every time. I wish they were older.
What's the update now?
I'll give you a score in just a minute.
Got one, two wideouts, one on either side. Both the ball's basically right in the middle field, half of 15, third down and five. Reese back to pass. He's got a man. Cuts inside, going to have the first down at the 21. Cody Couch came in, caught it on the side, and caught it about the 19, got across the 20 to about the 21, and got seven for the first down.
And that's what this offense is designed to do, right? We need five. You run a six-yard route. In this case, he ran a four. Cody Couch ends up getting past the five and the 6 yards necessary. Keep the sticks moving. But now there's only 2 minutes and 25 seconds here with this running clock.
Hab Central Raiders 35, Loganville nothing in the third quarter. Reese back to pass. Got a man on him. He throws it. The intercept. He dropped it.
Oh.
Wow. One of the backup guys. That's
Rhett
number
Brown.
47.
Two
Rhett
open.
Brown.
He was too, Rhett Brown was too wide open.
Yeah, he was.
He was looking at the end zone, boys.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, my, look at that. A clear path.
Rhett
to
is
pay
a
dirt.
And he was like, I'm going to score my first touchdown in varsity.
Gage Reese does get hit, so it's kind of a little bit of a wobbling duck. I think that's the only excuse he can give, because everything else, the ball hit him right between the four and the seven.
Yeah, exactly.
And he had nothing, no one around him. That he's not going to have a good time at Thanksgiving talking about that one.
Reese hands off and gets to Clemens. Clemens gets up across the 25 to about the 20. They're going to knock him, mark him down at the 25. I thought the hip toss brought him over to the 26. It'll be third down and six.
Bulldog by Jacob Brenton, a 6'3", 183-pound senior backup linebacker.
Third down, four. You got one man out, one man on. J.J. Young comes off the field. Noah Kemp comes off the field. You've got Drew Cronin, Jr., comes in, and defensive back on the far side. Two wideouts. Reese gives out to number nine, Rena, or number five, Connor. Connor got a block right back there, and Connor's going to run out of bounds.
I think that one's coming back.
Yeah, Connor's going to get out of bounds around the 47, but I agree with Gary. I think it will come back with a flag at the 28.
Christian Jordan gets a nice block at about the 30-yard line, and he engages his guy, but grabs onto him and holds him and takes him to the ground. And that may be the last play of the game, guy. Well, they did stop the clock, excuse me. We'll probably have time for one more play.
Stopped it for the penalty.
But Chastity, obviously, here in a blowout, not doing a whole heck of a lot to show a sense of urgency right now. I think they're happy with the way things are, and we'll just go home. We'll rebuild and get ready for next week.
That's the third down play, so this is probably your last play of the game.
I would think so. 46 seconds.
They're going to let the play clock run down as much as they can.
Reese in there with two wideouts, one on either side, and two backs. Fake it. No, they're going to hand it off to number five, Connor. Connor goes around the far side, across the 25 to about the 30, close to the first down, but either way, the clock's going to run down because it's at 25.
Yeah, they don't have to run another play, and why would you?
Yeah, I believe I'm holding it right there. Yep, they're going to say.
Oh, no, look, they may try to get a first down here, guys.
Yeah, that is a first. Yeah, they just have one over there, but
had moved the chains. 9-4-3-2-1. Reese is going to run it again. He'll get wrapped up after about a 2 or 3 yard gain. He got the first down, but that'll end your ball game right there. North Hall 51, Chesterton 7 as the fireworks go off.
And North Hall gets to take home the trophy again. That Georgia Highway sign that says Georgia 60. And they have the scores of all the games on that sign. And North Hall continues to dominate the series now, leading the series 22-2. Winning convincingly tonight, 51-7 over Chesapeake. And the Trojans are averaging 46 points a game in their first four games. And they're 1-0 in region play.
That's the biggest thing, is undefeated in region play. Gary going to try and corral Coach Pender down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, maybe I can get him real quick. Coach, it started off and they just took it down the field, but then you come, not only you shut them down, you score like, what, 48 unanswered points. What was the difference? What did you see?
Well, we just stuck with the game plan of what we had. We tied our game plan, our executed, and they did a really good job. It wasn't us making. It's our kids, you know, made great plays. They worked hard, and, you know, we just did exactly what we practiced and what we preached. So I'm proud of the way our kids played. No magic to what we did.
All right, well, you've been involved in some shootouts, but your defense really stepped it up tonight.
I know. I'm very proud of them. They were challenged. You know, last week was a tough one for our defense. Tough one for them to swallow. So they really responded well. They came out today and they prepared really hard all week long. They stayed focused and they knew that they had to prove something. So I'm proud of the way they played.
All right, Coach, congratulations. Enjoy this one before White County comes in. All right, guys, Sean Pender.
All right, good job, Gary. Once again, the final score here for North Hall. And the Battle of Highway 60 goes to North Hall. North Hall 51. And Chesapeake 7. We're back with our post-game show starting in 2 minutes on 97.5 Glory FM.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon, receiving an inheritance, selling a business, or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan and Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable, quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
And we're back here from North Hall's Lincoln Trail Stadium at the Brickyard. Final score in the Battle of Highway 60 goes to North Hall, 51-7 over Chesapeake, and first region game for both teams in 6 AAA. There are 8 teams in this region. 2 that had the evening off were Johnson High and Dawson County. Other games around the region, it was a final score of our first final of the night. Pickens has defeated White County 34-0. Lumpkin County late in the fourth quarter, and Norcross leading Greater Atlanta Christian 35-34.
in that ball game. And again, next week, Lumpkin County plays at Chesapeake, and we'll be here for homecoming for North Hall as they take on the White County Warriors. And Joe, and you love this. Is, in fact, this is week number three. Is and Harper, you love this too. Is Dave Cohen calls in the Sun Belt games the gauntlet. This is North Hall's third straight rivalry game. Started out with Cherokee Bluff last week at East Hall. Tonight is Chesapeake. Next week is White County, which is as big as any rivalry North Hall's got. But a much different ball club this year for White County. And North Hall, again, averaging 46 points a ball game. They didn't punt at one time tonight, and they scored every time they touched the football. It was amazing.
They played really well tonight. And after, like I said during the game, and I was talking with Harper, that that after that first drive by Chesapeake, they came over to the tent, evidently looked at the video, and made all the corrections they needed to, because Harper, they gave up very little yardage the rest of the game.
It's almost as if they knew what was coming. They were able to stop it, and they had three or four guys. Everything that Chesapeake tried to do offensively was a frustration. Even if they gained a few yards, there were guys coming from everywhere. It almost looked like there may be an 18, 19 guys on the field for North Hall if I'm one of the Chesapeake War Eagles. But great job by the coaches to figure it out from North Hall. Chesapeake, they got a little rebuilding to do. They got to realize you got to get a little bit bigger, faster, stronger, and then you got to hold your blocks a little bit longer without having any penalties.
You know, that first drive, they came down and went down the field just like their offense would let them, you know, and scored, made it 7-0, or 7-3 at that time. North Hall had got the 3 points early.
Yeah, they had the lead.
And I thought they were going to go down and, you know, make it a ball game. And then after that, North Hall's defense just stepped up.
Well, the thing is, the offensive defensive lines.
Yeah.
North Hall's defensive line just took over, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They really did. They started playing basically a 5-to-7-man front, and they wouldn't let anything happen.
Which is uncharacteristic, Joe, for North Hall.
Yeah, exactly. Usually it's 4, let the linebacker, but they started cheating up a little bit. They probably saw whatever they needed to on the video and, boom, made that adjustment. And, you know, North Hall stepped up there after that.
Well, again, North Hall led big time at halftime. And then, you know, we thought going into that fourth quarter with the 31-point lead at that point, but they made another touchdown, making it 45-7 going into the fourth quarter. And then added another touchdown when they had one of the youngsters scoring there, that touchdown with Noah Kemp. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Harper with the Kemps. Think about it. From Joe and Jeremy, then with their boys, you got from McKinley to Ty here to Noah to Jay over there at Cherokee Bluff thing. And Joe, they just the Kemp family has got so many people who are part of high school football here, and they're in other sports too.
Started out with Grandpa Jimmy at Gainesville High many years ago, and it's just went on from there with the boys all playing sports. And of course Jimmy and Joe here as a quarterback coach have just kept all the boys coming along, and all of them turned out to be very good athletes through the years.
Yep. And so this one, again, you look at the stats, rolling up stats, Joe, for
yeah,
North Hall.
I gave him to Harper right there and let him read them all.
Go ahead, Harper.
You want to look at him? Well, Chesapeake had a total of 10 first downs. How many did they have? They had 8 in the first half, so obviously Chesapeake was really struggling there. They had 41 carries for 110 yards, 58 yards in the air, 5 out of 10 for them with that. Let's look at some of the individuals. Gage Reese, I just mentioned, 5 for 10, 58 yards for him. In terms of rushing the ball, Chesapeake, there we go. Ben Plemons had 17 carries for 70 yards, 1 touchdown for him. Johan Reyna had 6 carries for 25. Blake Connor had 6 for 17. Gage Reese, the quarterback, had 9 carries for 12 yards. And Brody Burke had 1 carry, no yards for him. Joe Blaker had 1 for 1 yard. So a total of 40 carries, 125 total yards for them receiving. Cody Couch had 3 receptions for 25 yards. Joe Blaker had 1 for 20. And Judson Wilson had 1 for 13 yards. Now for the home team, the advantages are pretty striking here. North Hall had 23 first downs versus 10. They had 23 rushes for 179 yards. This is a really interesting high school number. 20 out of 24 in the air for North Hall here tonight between the two quarterbacks. 336 yards. They had 515 total yards.
Wow.
From a passing perspective, let's go. Here's North Hall. Alex Schliemann was 18 for 22. Smith McGrady was 2 for 2. Schliemann had 282 yards in the air, 1 touchdown for him. But the rushing attack was really something special tonight. Alex Schliemann had 3 carries for 11 yards. Smith McGrady had 4 for 6 yards. Jacob Adams had 4 carries for 29 and a touchdown. Justin Allen had 7 carries for 76 yards and 3 touchdowns. Parker Carlton had 4 for 61. He didn't even play in the second half. 1 touchdown for him. So 22 total carries, 179 yards. Receiving, Cole Cable had 6 for 63 yards. Ty Kemp had 8 receptions for 131 yards and a touchdown. Smith McGarvey had 3 for 52. Dawson Gray had 1 for 36. Jacob Adams had 1 for 8. And Noah Kemp, who gets to be on the board, 1 for 46. And by the way, that was a touchdown. So yep, that's a look at your stats here.
Well, and if going back to one of them right there, Ty Kemp broke the all-time receiving record as far as number of receptions tonight with those 8 receptions. He is the record was 102. That puts him now at 107 and breaks the record easily tonight in the game and looks forward
and
to
it. And congratulations. Patty. That's not an easy honor to get, but you got to be on the field, and he certainly has been for a long time. Here is the drum corps goes right beneath us.
Yes, sir.
Well, as you hear that, we're going to take one more time. We'll get the top of the hour here. Just a few more minutes left before we go to the GHSA Friday Night Scoreboard. We're back in 2 minutes or more here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
And we're back here at Lincoln Trail Stadium at the Brickyard at North O. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Harper Obell, Mike Warford with you here. Final score again in the Battle of Highway 60, North Hall 51, Chesapeake 7. Breaking news down in Norcross, the GAC Spartans just kicked a field goal, and they have taken a lead over Lumpkin County 37-35. We can say go Indians for that game, Joe. Think about it from the standpoint. And Harper, you can understand this, is that you've lived in that area, is that when you have, I was told years ago by one of the coaches here, and it made a great analogy, is that, say, Greater Atlanta Christian compared to any really Metro Atlanta private school, they can choose among 100, I would say a million people, whereas somebody in Lumpkin County, you've got just the country boys there in Lumpkin County to choose from. And that's one of the big differences of the athletes that GAC can recruit at their school. And they've had some outstanding teams in the past. And, again, the other score in the Region 6 AAA this evening was Pickens County. Pickens defeating White County by a final of 34-0. Again, next week it's White County coming here to North Hall to take on the Trojans. And also it'll be Lumpkin County playing at Chesapeake. And, Joe, before we go, I'll also mention again next week, people can still buy tickets for the Hall of Fame ceremonies here at North Hall, 5 o'clock in the gym coming up on Friday. They'll have
the members of the Hall of Fame class out here at 7 o'clock. And the one person I did not mention, Ronnie Hulsey, the all-time leading scorer in North Hall boys basketball history. He'll be inducted into the Hall of Fame. We mentioned Andrew Smith, who was just so phenomenal back in his days here at North Hall under Coach Bob Christmas. And Bob is going to be here coming up next week. He was here tonight. We talked with Greg Williams, longtime friend who I graduated from high school with back in the day here, and was a longtime basketball coach. He'll be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The late Marie Faulkner, who was a girls coach twice here in 1970 and 1980 here at North Hall. And then also, for look at other people, Jim Lofton, who was a legendary figure. He coached Gary back at Jefferson High. Then he came to East Hall back in 1979, led them through 1986, then came here to North Hall. And it was one of those things, you go from East Hall to North Hall, it was something big.
Yeah.
Led them to their first playoff game back in 1989, and he'll be inducted coming up next week. And it's going to be really something special next Friday to see all these people.
And Booth Boy, the swimmer,
yes.
is being inducted also. I couldn't remember the name and then got it right
yes.
there. So, yeah, the Booth. So we'll hope to have a couple of those, Greg, and maybe Andrew in here next week to talk with us
yes.
During the game.
And think about, too, Joe, mention real quick, too, you know, you see what Greg Williams did after he graduated from North Hall, mm-hmm. and was a coach here for years and principal at West Hall and worked for Mountain Ed for the many years. Andrew Smith is in the Space Corps, and you think yep. about how important that is to our country.
Oh, it is. Well, you know, all of them have done very well for themselves after they've gotten through. I was talking, not in the Hall of Fame, but you remember Mark Clore. I was talking to his younger brother, Tyler, down there a few minutes ago, and they've been very successful with stuff they're doing now. And, you know, these guys, the guys and girls, Marie, a longtime coach, and then was up at Lumpkin, her husband Jimmy in the banking business, and then, you know, Chris came along, was a super player in high school, coached at North Georgia for many years, now at Lumpkin County, now grandson Cal is down at Tech and playing football, and, you know, it goes on and on. These characters do really well.
Yeah, Jody, no doubt about it. And tomorrow, big day. Hey.
Jody Kenny, say
good to see you, Joe. Hey, I'll call you later. And Jody Kenny will join me on the final score this evening between 11
and 12. He didn't have to work all that hard tonight. You know, his vocal cords should be just fine. You know, because he had a real brief fourth quarter there. And
yeah. Well, that running clock was a big part of it. It goes by mm-hmm. in a hurry. I was going to say, tomorrow's college football. Of course, Georgia plays Tennessee and Knoxville at Neyland Stadium. Georgia Tech is at home against Clemson tomorrow. And tomorrow night here on 97.5 Glory FM, Harper will join Dave Cohen as Georgia State takes on Murray State. There'll be some local players here that are on the team. Tune in tomorrow to hear those names. And Joe's got one specifically that you saw play when he was a young guy there up in White County with the young Cannon.
Oh, yeah, Darius Cannon. Yeah, I saw him when he was like 7, 8 years old playing. He could run like the wind, then graduated from Gainesville. He's up at Murray State with his old Gainesville teammate, Baxter Wright, who's a backup quarterback. Yeah. So that Gainesville connection will be on the field down at Georgia State tomorrow.
Yeah, there'll be a few folks looking for tickets for that. And
$5 a ticket tomorrow night. Yeah. Can't beat that price.
Wow. Really, everybody needs to fill it up then, that's for sure.
So what's a noon game with Tech right there at noon, and then Georgia at 3:30, and mm-hmm. then come on down to see the Panthers play in a couple of native sons here from
And as we always say, Harper, do one thing for us. Let's go home. Let's get a W.
That's Dave's. I've never said that in my life. I say, let's get a win. And
Dave's
a W. All good. But Chastity got, in my opinion, just to kind of sum up this game, they got handcuffed by their own offense, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. there were a few things that they couldn't do. When you can't hold on to the ball, you got to punt it back to a team that can score as well as North Hall does. Well, good way for North Hall to begin region play and mm-hmm. kind of show their dominance. And I think they've had a certain agenda all year long. We're going to work a little bit harder. We're going to try to get to the third, the fourth round of the playoffs. We want to play in the dome. We want to kind of win a state championship. And they certainly took a step in the right direction to make that happen.
And, Harper, there's a jersey hanging in the field house to our left, what we call the Bob, is with the number 15 on it. And that's their goal, is to win 15 games this year. And to do that, you'll capture a state championship.
Yep.
Again, join us next Friday night here on 97.5 Glory FM. It's White County and North Hall. Chesapeake plays at home They'll go up against Lumpkin County. Final score once again, North Hall 51 and Chesapeake 7. From the entire sports team at 97.5 Glory FM, for producer Nathan Laddy and for Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, and Harper LaBelle, I'm Mike Warford. You've been tuned to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM. Stay tuned for the GHSA Friday Night Scoreboard here on 97.5 Glory FM. Good night, everybody.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, Representative Lee Hawkins, and by Sullivan and Schliemann Wealth Management. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.